is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'll drink to that.
I don't like to be interviewed, strangely enough. I told you this before the show.
I'll drink to that.
All right.
Excuse me. I was clearing my throat.
I was clearing my throat. Yeah, we talked to Johnny moments ago, and Johnny said...
I don't like to be interviewed, strangely enough. I told you this before the show.
Okay, Johnny.
There you go.
Am I the only one that's thinking... Why couldn't Ed have gone first?
I don't like to be interviewed, strangely enough. I told you this before the show.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, not alone.
You could have made a lot of money in Vegas if you would have gone on Friday night and placed the bet that Johnny Carson was going to die before Ed McMahon.
Yes, I had Ed in the pool.
Hi-oh. Okay, yeah. So Johnny's dead.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Johnny's dead.
Uh-huh. I didn't know Johnny was 79.
Yeah.
That's how old he was.
Yeah. That's right. Johnny's dead.
Johnny's gone.
Let's get over it. Okay?
I'll try.
Yeah, I know everybody feels a certain affection for Johnny Carson.
You never know with the celebrity, but Johnny, is part of our lives.
The weird thing is I thought television would make a big deal about this.
You know what I love, Rob, is that the celebrities are not going on TV now as if to make themselves more relevant. They're going on simply to say what Johnny meant to them. They're not using this as an opportunity to further their careers.
Thank God for that.
And that reminds me, does this mean Carrot Top moves up one on the list?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I think so. On the master list.
Oh, on Gallagher's list.
Montel Williams does.
Gallagher.
Oh, I just thought we're talking about the list of people that we wanted dead.
Oh, well, there's so many lists. They all must be updated. Yeah.
You're talking about
the
comedians
and Gallagher, and right.
And I think tomorrow, the angry Gallagher will be on the show tomorrow to discuss the Rolling Stone 100 funniest comedians that he's not on.
And Gallagher's, I'm sure, been on Johnny.
Yes,
right?
As a matter of fact, in the interview, he said that Carson hated him but still put him on the show.
What I found so interesting last night, and we'll talk about Johnny today, and we'll also have Johnny from the grave on the show today.
Of course.
First day in the box for Johnny, or first day in the drawer, or wherever he's at,
right,
being dressed or being made up, whatever's happening to him. As I watched this stuff last night, I was struck by the people. Larry King, of course, did his glom fest last night.
Larry's getting very good at that.
That had the following people on: Joan Rivers, Mike Douglas, Carl Reiner, Don Rickles, did I mention Merv
Griffin,
and Dick Cavett on the telephone. And rather than say how much they liked Johnny Carson, it became a contest to see who knew Johnny the best.
Right?
Who Johnny liked the best. Mm-hmm. And it got so petty at one point.
Like, I remember this one time when we were having dinner on the air.
Right. Dick Cavett, who's on the telephone. Now, Merv Griffin is on from his, La Gay Hacienda, where he's wherever he's at, wearing a robe. And
was he really wearing a robe?
Yeah, and Joan Rivers is in studio, and Mike Douglas, coincidentally, put your money down on him.
Okay, fair enough. Probably
really
true.
Really, he's going to...
I didn't know that Mike Douglas was still with us.
Ed McMahon is seriously going to outlive Mike Douglas.
Wow.
Really.
I didn't think Mike Douglas was going to make 10 p.m. last night.
Wow, dear.
Sitting in front of a bookcase.
So they're all in these remote locations. Some of them are in studios, and they're all... It's a contest. Who liked Johnny the most, who Johnny liked the most.
Right.
And Dick Cavett at one point, who's on the telephone, says, guys, I would just like to intervene here for a second and say, out of everybody on this panel, I was the first to meet Johnny. It was 1952, Omaha, Nebraska. He had just gotten done with his local TV show, was doing a magic show. And then Merv Griffin, who's on satellite and not even on the screen right now, because it's a picture of Johnny and it says Dick Cavett on the phone, you hear Merv Griffin say, excuse me, but who is it that gave you your first break in showbiz? And Dick Cavett says, like I was saying, I met Johnny, I believe, before anybody else. And even back then, he was the Johnny. And Merv Griffin comes in again and says, excuse me, Dick. whose show did you go on first?
Yeah.
And Dick Cavett says, well, you know, I went on both shows, Merv. I really don't remember if it was yours or his. I don't really think that's the point of this discussion. Well, the point is that you were on my show first.
Wow. That, so it went like that.
That was the tone of what this first big roundtable remembrance of Johnny Carson was. You know,
it is sad, and I hate that happens. Larry's show, more than any other, will facilitate that happening.
And Rickles, last night, I've had more than one person tell me that they thought he was honestly drinking last night on Larry King.
Uh-huh.
Not as a goof, because in the last 3 minutes of the show,
yeah,
Rickles broke down and cried.
Oh, I saw his interview on NBC, and he didn't break down. I thought he handled it really well.
Right. I'm glad they all like Johnny Carson, but they all deify him to the point where they're talking about him like he's a god. And Rickles starts crying, and then he catches himself crying, and he immediately goes on the offensive with what he thinks is great humor. He says, hey, nobody's getting any laughs here. How come the only time I'm on CNN now is when somebody dies? And everybody else on the panel is
now looking. That's funny,
yeah,
though.
It is.
Yeah, but it's not playing.
It's not playing?
It's not playing.
Well, it's not playing because it's Larry, right?
It's not playing, and also because you've had, for the last hour, celebrities battling each other to see who loved him the most and who he loved the most. And I mean, has Joan Rivers forgotten that Johnny Carson hated her freaking guts?
And the worst, you know, you're talking about Larry King. I watched I think it was the Dateline, when they had the tribute with Ann Curry.
Ann Curry did the most outstanding job last night.
There should be a rule at NBC that when there's any heavy story about death, Ann Curry's not allowed to play.
Not the person to
because
do the
job. Because she turns on the I'm sad voice. Which, you know, we don't need anymore.
You know what?
We know if you like Johnny Carson, let people be sad. But Ann Curry.
But here, with Ann Curry,
that voice.
It's that switch that she turns on the Today Show where it's.
Shales talked about it, I think, one time.
Good morning, Katie. Good morning, Matt. More people are facing hurricanes down in Florida.
Yeah, she. It's like. We can't interpret the emotion for ourselves. No. So she has to indicate to us how sad she is.
Mike, excuse me. Bulletin.
Oh my God.
It is snowing outside.
Look what we get now.
It is snowing. Now,
unpredicted.
We're going to spend part of our show today talking about how they screwed the forecast here in the D.C. Area over the weekend, but also want to make this the first opportunity for you, our Don and Mike listeners, to make some cash.
Really?
Now, you got to be on your game. You got to come down here to the radio station right now. We're located at 10800 Main Street, Don and Mike World Headquarters, 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia. We're outside radio station. Big sign says CBS, says WJFK. And even though we didn't get a blizzard, we do have about 2 inches of snow on the ground. Radio's number one producer, Beth Ann McBride, was here as always at the crack of dawn today.
She slid into work.
She has pre-made over 100 snowballs.
Wow.
She put them in the freezer. Now, dear girl, why put the snowballs in the freezer when outside is colder than the freezer?
Yes.
But still, she made 100 snowballs.
But the consistency of the snow probably meant that she needed to put a little water on them.
Correct, because it's a dry, flaky snow, Mike.
Yes. What little we got.
Here's the contest we're having, and we're going to do this in the next hour, so show up. Someone's going to win $300 in 60 seconds. How many snowballs can you put in your underpants?
Wow.
Now, we don't do the show that we used to.
No.
So this ain't nothing about genitals or nudity, although, you know, your area is going to be cold.
Well, you're going to ice the area.
Here's the deal. Come on down to the station. You'll be out front the station on a wireless microphone with Joe Ardinger, and Mike and I will be able to see you from inside our beautifully climate-controlled studios.
Yes. We will determine as to whether we come out to see you based on how you look.
Now, we're giving $300 cash today to the person who can get the most snowballs in their pants in 60 seconds. Here's how this will be played. Please, no ski or thermal pants.
Fair enough.
Okay? Everyday pants, khakis, jeans, cool.
So ski or thermal would stretch too much.
And also it gives you a little insulation.
Yes.
You may undo the top button of your dungarees.
Baby!
You may not pull down your pants.
No, that is, you will be disqualified immediately.
Snowballs must remain intact.
Oh, now that's tough.
Yeah, and the goal is to put as many snowballs in your underwear as possible in 60 seconds. Yes, Mike.
Don, will, yes. Will we be reusing the snowballs?
Mike, if we have to, if we run out, yes.
Okay,
that's
very
the
good.
Great thing. Because after all, they came from the snow, and who knows, you know, what's happened out there already.
That's right.
You know, that Frank Zappa song, Notwithstanding, these appear to be non-yellow snowballs.
Yeah, but if you have a line of Huskies following you into the parking lot, we'll be wary.
Don't put a black light on that snow.
So, look at that snow coming down outside our studios right now.
Hey, hi, BA.
Hey.
Hi, so you made how many snowballs today?
100.
100. And they're all uniform. They're all about the same size.
Yeah, they're all about the same size.
Was it fun?
The first 40 were. And it got a little laborious after that.
Hey, nice work. A little laborious.
Our new producer using that 25-cent word.
Nice like word. It. I know that means hard work. All right, Beth Ann, we've got the snowballs. What we need now is people just to come down to the stage. I mean, we're going to do this in the next break.
Right.
So if you're here in the immediate area where we're at.
Yeah, if you're unemployed.
Come on down.
Yeah. You know, you don't have anything going.
That's right. You could use the 300. Probably.
And be careful because... Now, of course, that it's not predicted, it's snowing like a bitch outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that they've said there's not a chance we're going to get snow until, like, next week.
Sunny and 30, the forecast for today.
You know, here we go.
Snowing in 26.
And local news, right here in Washington, D.C.
We got to start the show first. then we can tee off on that.
Oh, do I want to boil?
Yeah, the show. Thank you, bud.
Hold me back, Don. Hold me back.
The show.
Yes.
All right, Beth Ann, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for making all those snowballs. So, listen, hey, all you kooks that like coming down. Well, Robbie.
So far, we've gotten 6 inches of accumulation today.
All you kooks who like coming down and being part of the show, this is your chance. Joe's going to be outside on our window of the world.
Uh-huh.
You step right into the grassy knoll, which is now covered with that slushy. Brown.
Yeah, it's been shoveled and
gray,
salted and sanded
and all that stuff. And we've got a little area you can stand outside in the snow. You'll get 60 seconds.
Please stand in our area.
With the rules as we gave them, and someone wins 300 bones today.
Absolutely.
So get your ass down here right now for our first outdoor contest of 2005.
I want to make the local weatherman pay it.
How many snowballs can you get in your pants? Oh, and the... The groaners today?
Yes.
Only two of them.
Two.
In the interest of time, I'll just tell you that they're both either from Rabe or from the service.
Very good. I'm ready.
All or nothing.
And here we go. What Star Wars character is always at Starbucks?
Which one?
Jabba the Hutt. And there's one more.
Uh-huh. All right, lay it on me.
What Star Wars character is the most popular in Israel?
Which one?
Chewbacca.
It's the Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
They'll say what they wish.
So, Mike, hold on. I need the hay now.
Rob, hay now.
The Don and Mike show.
Well, now, that's
too fast for me.
That's not fair. You jumped right in. But we'll go to Mike first today.
Yeah, it's Rob.
Buzz.
I will say it's the service.
Everybody.
Mike?
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Mike wrong. Buzz right.
Okay, it's the service?
Those were from the service today.
Oh, my God.
Not bad.
Jabba the Hutt, not good enough for Spiewak.
But your beard looks great.
Yeah.
Yes, how's your pocketbook look?
Chewbacca reeks of you, Rob.
I know.
Good fake out. Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello.
To the LA.
Hi there, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, you hear Johnny's dad?
Good heavens, no.
Yes. Hey, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Bert. Tony. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello.
All right, now here's the phone number.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you
Can I take a few minutes? 2 minutes to say what Johnny meant to me?
Shut up.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Art Byrne and all the ships at sea. They can't wait to finish up the show so they can see Ed Ames throw that tomahawk again.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and my pal, Sarah!
Wow.
Hello!
Everybody.
Hello.
That's right. Let's get retarded in here. It's the Don and Mike Show, new episode of this Monday. Monday. 2405.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Howdy, Buzz. Yep, let's get retarded. Don and Mike Show on January 24th.
January.
2005. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067. In Washington, D.C. on WJFK. FM, baby. 202-432-1067. FM.
Love the sound of that, FM.
It's where it's at. You hear when you drive under a bridge.
That's right.
So come on down. We solicit for contestants now for the Great Snowball Challenge of 2005.
And it's perfect because we're getting a blizzard outside. An unpredicted blizzard.
It's amazing.
It seems to snow like this when they don't see it coming.
Yeah. There must, you know, I've got so much weekends. For a weekend where I did nothing and went nowhere,
uh-huh.
I've got so much to tell you. Weatherman penalties. I want to discuss this. I know Mike is eager to discuss this as well.
I'm about as furious as I've ever been.
there was a very lame attempt by my wife and I to bond over video games this weekend. Well, with the supposed cabin fever that we were going to have,
uh-huh.
A madness at the grocery store. Listen, my wife had a dream. I shouldn't open the story show with this because it will totally derail us from everything. It has a lot to do with my son, the dream that she had, and a part of my wife's body. That's all I'll say.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm...
Is it disturbing?
In an erotic way. Yeah, Mike, it's totally disturbing. Disturbing.
Well, I mean, if it has to do with your wife and your son, like I would imagine to you it would be very disturbing.
Yeah, that whole Oedipus thing.
Oedipus.
What did I say?
Oedipus.
Well, you know what I meant.
Yeah.
That guy, that dude. Mm-hmm. That dude who was into his mom,
right.
Big time.
Oh, dear me.
And anyway, it was a dream. It was a crazy dream.
That's
that
right.
She had
brought
on by these fake snow predictions that they had.
I think a lot of people probably had... You know, difficulty
now,
because of the fake forecast and the fake news and the fake everything that local news in Washington
now,
did.
We do this a lot, but we only do this when they really deserve it.
And this time, can I just say before you go on,
yeah.
It's not, for me, confined to the weather department. It's absolutely involving the entire local news conspiracy.
Hold on, we got a lady here who says this snow is predicted. What, the snow we're having now? Hello, Carol.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there, Carol.
Listen, I wanted to tell you that Tom Rochette, the guy of six bread loaf predictions on Friday, predicted this for today.
You know, listen, they all predicted it for today because they all said there's a chance of a flurry, but they don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of flurry.
No, they put one single snowflake on their seven-day forecast
right.
Just to cover their ass.
No, but you will agree that Topper, like all of them, blew it for Saturday.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Carol. They blew it, and there was no remorse.
Then listen, Carol, please.
So sorry.
Please join our vigilante group. Now is not the time to be saying that they may or may not have gotten this particular forecast day correct, of which they didn't.
Oh, no, they're going to
let's unite.
Get 2 feet.
Let's unite.
Join us in hating.
Let's unite. Come on.
I join you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Do you hate the weather people?
I hate the weather people.
Good.
With all my heart.
A pox on them. And I'm not going to say weather women because Sue is a man. I include Sue Palka from Fox 5.
And the group of male weather forecasters.
All the boys.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
I think,
bye-bye.
Though, to demonstrate our ire at the entire local news community, I think we need a sacrificial lamb, and I think that has to be Krebs.
No, Mike.
Just because
you've been saying that for years.
On a sunny day.
I've got the name.
Who?
Now, I am a bit of a fanatic about this, and I'm also, you know, like both sides of the fence, like everything I am. On one hand, I don't like getting worked up into the frenzy, but on the other hand, when I think it's going to happen, I get excited. Then I get more mad when the weather doesn't happen.
That's right. And how many times has this happened? How many times have they alerted us with absolutely nothing after that?
On Friday, here in D.C., they were saying 6 to 10 inches, and that's on the low side.
Right.
That it could be as much as 8 to 12 inches.
Yes.
We've got this clipper coming in. We've got this killer system that's going to form off the coast. Mm-hmm. And, man, we better get ready for it.
Now, they went into hibernation during the day on Saturday. I mean, they gave you the morning forecast. And at about 11 o'clock, because I was listening to the radio, a forecast from the National Weather Service indicated they were starting to hedge with 5 to 7,
right.
And then it was, you know, then it worked its way down after that as they realized that they were just dumb.
Yeah.
Who shall we string up? Who shall we beat repeatedly about the face and head area this time?
Ryan.
No, I've got a name. Ryan wasn't there.
All right.
Ryan wasn't on Channel 4
still.
This weekend.
Well, no, they all left on Saturday.
The man's name. No, he didn't even show up Saturday morning.
Okay.
The man's name is Clay Anderson.
Clay Anderson.
Now, I quote this fellow.
All right.
Channel 4, NBC, 9 o'clock, Saturday morning.
Yeah, this is good because I didn't have this. This is fresh.
This is a quote. He says, I am looking at all of this information coming together, and I am standing by my prediction that we will receive a major snowfall, 6 to 10 inches, with the possibility of more. We will have our heaviest snow between 4 and 8 p.m. with high winds and blizzard whiteout conditions.
Wow.
Now, he said this at 9 a.m.
Right.
At 4 p.m., when we were supposed to get the whiteout blizzard conditions,
but it was gone. It had stopped.
It stopped at 2 o'clock.
It was over. I where I live, we did not get 3 inches of snow.
Nor did we. Now, they're going to say that we got 4 inches in D.C. Well, that's
it's a lie.
That's at the airport. Everybody got a trace of snow. And here's the problem, that you don't see the TV stations ever coming on the next day and saying, hey, guess what? We blew it.
Well, the thing with Saturday is this guy Clay Anderson and the rest of them, they give you their morning newscasts and they give you their morning predictions, and then bye-bye.
Right, they're
gone.
You
got some cancellations on Fox 5 here in Washington. Otherwise, you didn't get anything from anybody.
And here's the thing. If, in fact, we had got hit with a storm,
they would be on all day.
All day they'd be on, and they'd be saying,
making ratings hay out of it.
We're here. We made it for you. We're the station. Watch us every day. And one time, I want one of them to come on and just say, you know, we predicted we'd get a lot of snow.
And now
we didn't get it.
I want news directors, too, because it's news directors. Here's what they did. Because they blew their forecast, so we did not get a major snowstorm.
Right.
In fact, we didn't get a significant snowstorm. It really was totally insignificant.
Minor.
What they did was,
I wasted time shoveling my driveway. I could have driven over it.
So what do you do if you don't have snow to talk about? Oh, I got it. Let's count the number of trucks that are out there dealing with the 2 inches of snow that we got.
And
then you can lead your news by saying, Washington digs out.
Digs out from what?
Mike, and here's how they follow it up.
You idiot!
Here's how they follow it up after they say we dig out and there is nothing to dig out from. Up in New York, they are expecting a blizzard.
Right.
And if you're planning on going to Boston, up to 3 feet of snow. We've got some incredible video from Cape Cod. Meanwhile, all the streets where we live, dude, the pavement is totally dry.
You know what? I've become...
Every church is closed. Every store is closed. Movie theaters are closed. Restaurants are closed.
I've become a Washingtonian because I heard that the storm was going up the East Coast. My mom lives in Connecticut, and I give her a call. And they got somewhere between 18 to 25 inches of snow where my mom lives.
Right.
Maybe 17, 18 inches of snow. I call her, and I'm like, are you okay? Are you doing... She's like... Yeah. I mean, Tommy's coming to plow me out this afternoon. And she says to me, you know, we've got a little ledge in my hometown, right in back of our house, a little rock ledge. And in between the ledge and the ground is probably about 30 feet.
Uh-huh.
And my mom says to me, no, like your father used to say, whenever you can see a space between the ledge and the snow, it's not really that big a snowfall. This is with 18 inches of snow. Meanwhile, we're digging out from our 3 inches of snow.
Same deal here. I get a call from my brother on Saturday.
Wisconsin, same thing.
Okay, Milwaukee. I say, what's the weather like? He said, not that it's a big deal. We got about 17 inches down right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to get another 6. I got a 3-foot drift outside my door. but I'm going over to Blockbuster.
Yep, that's it.
Really, that's what my brother
Life
says.
Life goes on.
It's ridiculous what they do, and it's because we are worked into a frenzy by the local media, the local stupid media that makes ratings hay on it.
It is time to call these bastards accountable.
And it's not just the weather guys now. Now it's the entire news department that tries to work us into a frenzy.
It starts with the weather guys.
Of course it does.
And I want to say, Howard Bernstein, Channel 9, CBS, you son of a bitch, you had it last week. You had it when you had the intestinal fortitude to say, 9 times out of 10, these types of storms don't affect us. Why didn't you stick to your guns?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why did you cower behind the gigantic monster man known as Tony Penn?
Tony Penn.
In one brown suit. Guy has one suit, I swear to God. It's brown.
Oh, my God. And also, the news reporters, they are nameless right now, but the individuals that stand out there and find the little snow to stand in and point at the road that really has maybe a quarter inch of snow on it and talks about how incredibly dangerous. Yes, when you get any kind of precipitation, it's going to be a little dangerous. But no, this is not a major event. This is not. What it is, is a complete panic that's created by these people. Yes.
Mike, listen to me.
I'm sorry, man.
You see what we're getting out there right now?
Yeah.
The snow that's falling now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what they call a snow shower.
This is the hidden danger.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
This snow is going to melt, and then when the sun goes down, refreeze, giving us treacherous conditions.
Unbelievable.
Now, listen. Like I said, I talk out of both sides of my mouth. That's the great thing about being me. It was just a week ago that I did some serious damage to my car when I really drove on real black ice.
Right, right.
This ain't black ice.
No, but you can get into anytime you get any kind of weather. Yes, everybody knows this. But don't hype it more than it is. Don't turn it. And it's now gone beyond the weatherman. First of all, asking for accountability from weather forecasters in this town, it doesn't happen. They don't. They give you a forecast that's wrong, and then they say, those clippers fool us occasionally. No remorse. First of all, no information all day on Saturday. And then when they come on at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock on Saturday night, there's not a word of remorse. And worse than that, they're talking about it's a major storm, which it's not. Why are you lying to us?
Here's the other thing that they perpetuate. They're able to say that restaurants are closed and movies are closed.
Uh-huh.
The only reason all those things are closed and churches are closed, the reason they're closed is because you've built this community into feeling the pressure of a blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you don't come on and have the courtesy to say, listen, your eyes are not deceiving you. It's not snowing outside. It's done. Go back to your lives.
But they hold on to these forecasts until the last possible second. They, I got to think within 2 hours of this this storm literally stopping.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the radar and I'm saying, what are they talking about?
Exactly.
What the hell are they talking about? And now it's
snowing today.
This might have been really the worst. First of all, it's the first major one of the year that they predicted.
And they really screwed
the
boost.
Sure, and then, not only this time, but it's the conspiracy of the entire local news.
And listen,
local news, which just is a suck fest.
Then there's the trickle-down effect, because that then makes everybody go to the gas station, mm-hmm. and it makes everybody go to the grocery store. And I had the thrill of going to the grocery store, and yes, I'm a masochist in that way, because I like seeing people flip out. But
that's part of in fairness to you, that's part of your routine, isn't it also?
Yeah, I do go to the grocery store on Saturday morning.
That's your early Saturday
morning. It's my normal mm-hmm. time to go, and I even mentioned that to AJ, my favorite guy at Safeway. I said, what's going on here Saturday? Is this my time to go to the store?
Right.
There are people who are just standing. There was no bread. There was no bread at all in Safeway.
Right, I know. I saw this.
But people...
We don't normally eat bread, but we better buy it now.
Yeah. But people were just standing, waiting for... I don't know, for the bread guy to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So you had lines of people in the grocery store that went from the checkout all the way to the back, where the frozen foods are, going down entire aisles, and some people who are just waiting for bread.
Right.
Now, listen.
Now, meanwhile, at this hour, it's not snowing, I would imagine, right?
No. Correct.
Yeah, it's not.
Correct.
I mean, not only, they said it was going to start between daybreak and about 7, 8 a.m. That's when they said it. So when everybody woke up, and if you're excited like me, you like a good snowfall,
yeah.
and you wake up and there's nothing to start with.
And this is why we are so mad, because we're like Lucy with Charlie Brown. We've had this goddamn football pulled out from us so many times.
Yep.
I'm the same way. I wake up early every day, but I got up early on Saturday because, you know, it's like that, wow, we're going to get a ton of snow.
Well, the idea to have a snowstorm on a weekend day is kind of neat, because
I'm really believing it.
You can enjoy yourself.
Now,
right.
Here's the trickle-down effect. Oh, I want to mention, don't forget, even though we're here yelling about these weather people that got this forecast wrong, we did get an incredible, and someone went outside here with a ruler, an incredible 2.3 inches of snow outside our Metro DC studios, and we'll be paying someone in our next break $300 to see who can get the most snowballs.
Yes.
In their pants.
Yay. And I believe also, if you're being nitpicky, they missed the forecast temperatures for today also.
Oh, absolutely.
They said it was going to be a lot warmer than
sunny and 30, and it's snowing and cloudy.
Yeah.
So come on down.
25.
25, yeah.
Don and Mike World Headquarters, 10800 Main Street, Toothless Fairfax, Virginia. I think I saw some Goomba-type guy. You know the type of guys that always come down for our contests?
Uh-huh.
I think I've seen a couple already, but get your ass down here.
That might have been the new engineer.
Oh, no, he's a different type of Goomba.
Okay, just checking.
See, like, look at that guy right there, Robbie.
That new engineer is an interesting dude.
Yeah, he dresses nice.
He does.
Yeah, someone's got to give him the memo. Hey, you don't have to wear a tie at this point.
Where's the plaid, dude?
Scares me to have an engineer well-dressed.
So here's the problem. Listen, show up. We're going to be going outside. Well, now, that's silly of me to say. We won't be going outside. Joe will be going outside.
There's a 50% chance that we will.
Joe will be going outside.
Cloudy with a 50% chance of us going outside. Oh, hey, we've just elevated that to 80%.
Joe will be outside. There's a 100% chance of that.
Right.
With you guys putting snowballs in your pants with the rules that we mentioned, so someone wins $300, and we want to do this before it gets dark. And for goodness sakes, before we get snowed in here now today.
It's the new engineer.
I know.
The hell is his
You know who he's dressed like? Agent Cody Banks. I mean, he's a grown man.
Secret agent.
Look, yeah. Get that way from the window.
What is the deal with him?
No, God.
You know this dude, right?
Oh.
It's Matt.
I know him remotely. He
shared an apartment with him years ago, right?
Oh, my. No, I'm kidding. Really? No.
He dated Marilyn.
Oh.
I went on a double date with him one time. My wife and I went out with him and our friend Marilyn one time.
Really?
A long, long time ago.
That's an interesting cat.
At least that's what he tells me.
Not like any engineer I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. No. There's not one food stain on his shirt.
No, he's like, hi, how are you? Like, how are you an engineer? You're supposed to go, mm.
So listen, here's the problem. Here's the problem when you get these things with the snow, with the predicted snow that doesn't come.
It digs out.
You've got the trickle-down effect that everything's canceled. Everybody quits doing what they're doing. You got madness at the grocery store.
Oh, we got 2.3 inches of snow. We need to dig out.
And my wife, for whatever reason, decides that since we're going to be snowed in, and of course we're not snowed in, that we're going to play games together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not the good games, Mike, like that.
Right.
Like Cranium, something like that. Some suck game like Scrabble.
You didn't play the game I suggested.
What was that?
The Shining. That's a good game.
What a great indoor game.
This is where my wife is great. She's so great. She goes to Best Buy.
All you need is a typewriter and a baseball bat.
She goes to Best Buy, and it would be a tribute to Johnny, too.
Sure.
Here's Johnny. So, Johnny.
Yes.
Must be reverent about Johnny.
Yes, of course, please.
Must be reverent about Johnny. Must forget Johnny's just laying in a box right now.
Drawer.
Or in a drawer. I'm sorry. Johnny, what would you like to say?
I don't like to be interviewed, strangely enough. I told you this before the show.
Okay. All right, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
Never mind.
All right.
So she goes to Best Buy or wherever and buys a bunch of games. Now, they're a bunch of, in my humble opinion, suck games. What do I like on Xbox? I like Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2. I like the NASCAR game. I like football. I like the Gran Turismo.
So I didn't know you liked the Spider-Man game.
Oh, it's like the movie. Have you ever played it?
You share that with my 9-year-old daughter. Yeah, she is. She enjoys the shooting the webs and going from building to
That's
building.
That's supposed to be like a put down?
No, I've played it. I've played it myself. But, well, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay,
you
know, I got it.
This was fun. It was an opportunity there where you go to the, and you get the bad guys, right? You chase bad guys.
Beat them up. You use your spidey senses.
That's the first time I ever knew that you enjoyed that game.
Oh, I love it. It's just like the movie. It's got Tobey Maguire's voice on it.
Yes, it does.
How cool is that?
Is that Tobey Maguire's voice, or is that just a...
No, it's Tobey Maguire.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Didn't you see the credits at the beginning of the game? I'm surprised you didn't see that.
No, no, I didn't.
Your brain has the tongue and shell. So here are the games she buys.
Yes.
She announces that we are going to have some QT, some quality time together, and she's going to compromise, because that's what marriage is all about. Mm-hmm. After 24 years, she's going to play video games with me. So she buys the worst computer game that I can ever remember, Leisure Suit Larry. Yuck. I hate Leisure Suit Larry.
Okay.
She also buys a game that she thinks I'm going to like, Casino, where you can play blackjack and play roulette. Or,
uh-huh. And weren't casino games like the very first video games?
Yeah, but this is supposed to be high-tech for the Xbox.
Oh, okay.
And I won't bore you with the titles, but she buys, I think, 5 games. So we sit down and we start opening the boxes. And
I got a website for you if you want to make that really happen.
Yeah.
If you really want to enjoy playing casino games online.
That's okay, Mike. I know. That's not what we're looking for. So, okay. Listen, here's the great thing. She has all these suck games. And one by one, we open the boxes, put the thing in the Xbox, and they're all one-player games. None of these games that she bought are two-player.
She didn't buy any kind of racing game or anything?
Well, no, I had a racing game, and well, I'll tell you about that in a second. So one by one, we're going through these games, and she said, I can't believe, why would they make a game for only one person? I said, come on, look, you're looking at the poster board for this. It's, you know, it's for people.
Solitude.
You know,
yeah.
People like Johnny Carson and I.
That's right.
People who are shy.
Who enjoy their fortress of solitude.
That's right. People like Johnny and I. Johnny, are you coming on the show?
I don't like to be interviewed, strangely enough. I told you this before the show.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
So so she gets really pissed because all these games we can't play together. Mm-hmm. So then I said, hey, I got one. I've got a driving game.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. We can both drive SUVs and you drive around Miami and stuff. Well, she was really retarded with the controls on that, and she couldn't master it. So finally, imagine what fun this is. I'm driving around doing 120 miles an hour, banging into walls on whatever this game is, and it's the split screen where I'm on the top and she's on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
She's trying. It never works out like that, Mike. You know, I like it the other way. Anyway, all she's doing is trying to go 55 miles an hour and keep the car straight.
Right. Well, that's no fun.
Now, meanwhile, the car in the video game goes like to 180 miles an hour.
Meanwhile, you're spinning out like hitting abutments.
Yeah, all that. And it doesn't matter if you run into a wall because you just put it in reverse and you keep driving.
Yeah, and the idea is to take your little Mercedes convertible and drive it right into the abutment.
You're right, Frank Gifford, right.
Absolutely.
So after we could not play that game. That was just the worst.
Yeah.
She said, all of these games stink. Oh, thanks, Robbie.
I thought seriously about driving home one night, how easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
Winner. That's a great gift tape. So finally she gets frustrated with this, and she's had a drink. And she said, I don't like any of this. And she really was a little
flurry,
loopy.
Right.
So I said, I think I know what you need. Let's watch a DVD. Because she was so against watching TV, because that's all we do anyway. We, mm-hmm. You know, why are we watching TV? So finally I had to say, I got the DVD for Christmas of Triumph from Conan O'Brien.
Oh, cool.
All of his best bits. The only one Frida had ever seen was the John Bon Jovi one.
Which was, well, that's a good one to see.
But it's like 2 hours of them. So we put this thing on, and I mean, Christ, I don't know when I've had a better time with wife. Because for the first time in I don't know how many years, she just let her hair down and was drinking like an alcoholic and loving it.
Laughing out loud
and had so much to drink, she went to bed like at 9 o'clock.
Good.
Which was just fantastic.
Did you stay up?
Of course. Of course it was Mike, it was my...
free time.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. That's kind of what I was looking
for. Your
quiet
time.
Yeah, my special time.
Everybody needs special time.
Good night.
My very special time.
It's quiet time.
I do have one Xbox Live story that I have to tell you about.
So you played a little of that while you were sequestered
online? Of course, yeah. Where you play online against strangers. So the first game, I go to the beginner's room, and as it turns out, you know, no one will offer me a chance to play a game.
Hi, rookie.
So I do this thing where it's just online challenge. Instant game is what they call it, where they hook you up with somebody. And I do mean that. They hook you up with somebody. Not only do you...
Like a dating service.
Not only do you play a video game, you have sex with them.
That's great. Most sites just give you a picture and a paragraph.
So listen, this is the truth. I play the first game, and I'm playing it, and whoever I'm playing against sends me a message. Because you guys, I am them during the game, and it says,
What are you wearing?
It says, where's your headset?
Oh.
So I type back, I'll put it on.
Ah, good for you.
So I put on the headset.
So already you're submitting.
As it turns out, it's like a guy my age, you know, mid-40s.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, and there's not a lot of conversation. The conversation is like this. He's like, oh, good play.
Do you like parks?
And I say, good play. So... We get done, and then I think, you know what, that was a pretty good experience.
I'd like to meet you in a national park.
Hold on, you're going to love this. I swear to God this happens.
Oh, no.
So I go back, and it says, Optimatch. I want to play again. I'm like, wow, now I'm on a roll. I won a game. Let's do it. I got the headset on. It says, connecting to other player. And the screens that you get at the beginning of this Xbox Live, or you get to football, you get to the screen where you choose your team. So on his side, it's like the Seattle helmet, and on my side, it's the St. Louis helmet. And from there, you go and you pick your teams.
Right.
Now, I've not even played against this guy. We're only to the part of the screen where you pick your teams. And I swear to God, this is what I hear on the headset. Why are you disrespecting me? I said, hello? Now, I'm talking into the Time Life operator thing, right?
Disrespecting
He you. Said, hello? I am a serial killer. I'm going to find you on Yahoo, and I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to rape your mother, and then I'm going to make love to you, and I'm going to take your head off, because I'm a serial killer. And I said, dude, do you have any idea who you're talking to? I'm going to come there, I'm going to find you. You are disrespecting me. I'm a serial killer. I'm going to find you. Anyway,
wow.
Okay. Check you later, dude.
Oh, my God.
And just push the thing, quit game now. And I thought, you know, that's like the internet with a voice.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's worse than just getting like an IM.
What set him off?
I don't know. I think most likely he's just some
serial killer,
some jackass. Because this was yesterday. This was Sunday morning at about 10 o'clock.
Right.
So
he's already ramped up.
Yeah, and who knows? He could have been from anywhere in America. He might have been up all night or up early. And I think he was just going to be able to find the guy.
Right.
You can change your whatever name you sign on to the service with.
Change yours right after that?
Yeah, of course I did. And then, you know, I get done with this guy, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking now, what was his name? It was like NK5274. I know that sounds like Wendell's...
Wendell's handle.
Yeah, his handle.
Right.
His ham radio handle.
Right.
But I took off the headset, and Frida came in the room and said, aren't you playing your game with your imaginary friends? And I said, you're not going to believe this. I just had a guy tell me that he was going to, like, cut your head off and have sex with you and that he's a serial killer. And she said, what did you do to him? I said, I didn't do anything. I was at the screen when you picked the team.
That is highly disturbing.
So maybe later when we take calls, you know, maybe someone can tell me if this is like a regular...
Maybe he'll call in.
Yes. This is a regular thing.
From your house.
Oh, that's the last thing that he said was that...
that's scary.
Last thing he said was he was your finger guy, Mike.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
No. It was just one of those weird things.
Well, that's still...
disturbing.
I mean, saying things like that. Is there any way you can contact Xbox Live
stuff? No, I don't think he's a serial killer. I think he's just some dope kid. Now, what am I going to do?
Yeah, but that's pretty serious stuff to say.
What am I going to do? Call hello EA Sports?
Well, there's got to be somebody administering the website.
Mike, at any time, there's like 80,000 people online playing this thing.
But you have to register?
Yeah, but it's like AOL. You can give yourself 8,000 different screen names. And besides, you know, until I go home and my wife's head is cut off.
Right.
Or he's making love to her when I walk. It's just a, you know, or until I get home and some guy stabs me in the heart. I'm sure it's just some jerk kid.
It's very weird.
Just,
I would never do that. I mean, I don't even like to... I don't even like the chat thing on the internet.
I told you that kind of creeps me out, the actually talking to them on the Xbox.
The idea of communicating with somebody who's totally anonymous is disturbing to me.
What is this?
You're shy.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. That's right. I'm like Johnny. I'm shy.
You're basic. I'm a shy person. I mean, some may sound strange, but I am inside.
I am. I truly am. What if Johnny had that problem on Xbox?
That's how he died.
I wonder if someone would tell Johnny that he was disrespecting them. He's going to find them with Yahoo. Good luck. Good luck with Yahoo finding me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Keith. Mike.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, if he can scare you off of that Xbox, he wins, and his stats go up. And that's
no. Here's the thing. We had not even agreed to the game yet, though. I mean, we hadn't even picked our teams yet.
Oh, yeah. Once he links to you, though, you're connected. At least your numbers.
So wait a minute. This has credibility. You mean he might have just been doing that to get Don to get off the line?
You mean and because I logged off, that goes down as a loss for me?
Yeah.
Even though I didn't play that guy?
When you hit quit now, after you connected with him, he won.
You got to check that and see if that's true. If you get
listen, all these nerds know more than me. I bet this guy's right.
That must be.
Will, is that a strategy? God, I hope so.
Probably not a strategy. So does he get like a full scale win for that?
Yeah, why play 20 games a day and take all that time when you can just scare the other person away and win?
Hey, I want to just say this also. I was not scared.
Of course.
Okay, I'm a man. I was not scared. I was, I was a little scared. But, it's some dumb kid on the internet.
Probably. Sound like a young person?
From Podunk. Well, he's old enough to go to Iraq.
And know those words.
That's right. Okay, thank you, Keith.
You're welcome.
See you later, Keith.
Yeah, but that makes sense. The guy probably does that.
Well, that's a jerk.
What a terrible way to pad your stats.
Get a win. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm going to have to try that tonight when I get home. Here, by the way, hey, how you doing? This is Ted Bundy.
And then on the other end, you'll get, hey, come on, finish the game.
Hello, Johnny.
Hey, you guys can call Microsoft, and they don't keep logs of who said what to who, but they do keep logs of who played each other.
I don't care enough. I don't care.
Well, no, I'm just saying he has to pay for that subscription with a credit card, and they can track it back to, all right. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Now, how come you don't want to follow through? Find this creep.
No, come on. He's faking it.
He's just some jerk.
That's right. Now I'm thinking I might do it myself. I won't take it as seriously.
I am the god of hellfire.
Okay, let's... I'll wait to tell you about this dream. This Frida dream that involved my son.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Joe. Wow. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. Joe, we got any contestants here yet?
Yes, we do.
Ah, great. Then when we come back from this commercial set, you'll be outside, and Beth Ann got all the snowballs ready?
Yes, she does.
All right. That great experiment, that contest.
Are you psyching them up, Joe?
Am I psyching them up?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Of course not. He's
was joking. Was that a no?
No, I'm answering phones.
Oh, too busy, Mike.
He's a busy man.
Busy guy. All right, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Okay.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Monday, Joe.
Joe. There he is, everybody. That's Joe, and he'll be outside. Snowballs in your pants.
All I got's a T-shirt.
When we come right back. Oh, and, you know, I don't like pre-promoting a lot, but I do want to tell you that today a very, very special lady, as Ray Goodman and Brown used to sing, will be on the show.
Must Ooh. Be a special lady.
Yeah. Tanya Harding. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Who's in the middle of a fabulous boxing career now.
Baby. Yeah. She's got a new movie out with Leon Spinks. I am not kidding.
Oh.
So we'll talk to her. Oh, and we'll talk to guys outside with Joe, guys and girls. How many snowballs from this major winter storm?
Yes.
Or as they call it on the Weather Channel, the winter wallop.
Yes, the winter wallop, which missed us. And they lied. And they lied.
How many times? And you know, you only watch the Weather Channel, of course, when it's relevant to wherever you're listening.
Right.
Across America. But how many times have you watched it and you've seen that tool, Jim Cantore, mm-hmm. and you've just wished that a giant ice boulder would just fall and cut his head off?
Because you know he's the kind of guy that whenever he goes to those disaster-ridden areas, you know, he's rolling into the local watering hole. Hey,
that's
I'm
right.
Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
How you doing?
Right. Can I buy that one for you? This is my Weather Channel slicker here, yeah.
Check my pecs out.
How are you? Yeah.
That's right. It's called Rogaine. Yeah. It works for me.
You hear about those weather forecasters up in D.C.? They blew it again. Blew it wide open.
See the Motel 6? Want to see my barometer? I'm Jim Cantore, and God damn it, I'm a storm tracker.
You might remember me from many other weather forecasts.
We'll be back. Go outside with everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is kind of a strange audience. Have you noticed that? How strange is it? Well, before the show tonight, a sweet elderly lady came up to me and says, you know, I'd like to capture you on canvas. I says, you mean you'd like to paint my portrait? And she says, no, I've got an army cot in my Winnebago.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
You got one for me? Fortunately, it's a long enough intro, I can take it. Moody Blues, everybody. Head right up to Dude Walker.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Story in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hi, everybody. We're back.
Hi, everybody.
There is Tony the engineer. There is the engineer with the tie on. And I understand if I do this, right, that's the button?
Yeah.
There we go.
We should be able to hear Joe.
We go outside. Hello, Joe.
Howdy.
Oh, look at that. That's look, he's outside and sounds so clear.
It works.
Don and Mike, there's no business like snow business.
Joe.
There he is.
Don and Mike show retard correspondent Joe Ardinger. And, boy, we've got a packle of guys ready to start this contest. How many snowballs can you get into your pants in 60 seconds?
What a wonderful contest for a chilly day.
Oh, and Robbie, we're going to need that that tick, 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 60 seconds on the clock thing. Remember, no ski or thermal pants,
right.
Everyday pants, jeans, khakis are okay, work pants are okay. You may undo the top button if you need to. You cannot pull down your pants. Snowballs must remain intact in your underpants.
So that means you have to be a little gentle. You can't just really jam them all in there.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's going to be Joe's job to, after the guys pull the snowballs out, to make sure that they are not damaged in any way.
So will Joe be counting them as they go in? Is that the way he's doing it?
I think Joe counts them as they come out.
As they come out.
As they come out after the 60 seconds.
Maybe.
If you put it in there and it disintegrates or melts, it does not count.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Or if the snowball comes out looking like a caramel apple.
So, Joe, hey, Joe, what's the weather report out there right now? I see it's, what is it, just lightly flurrying?
Yes, Don and Mike, and it's cold.
Yeah, you look cold, Joe. You look very cold.
It's so cold that I saw Robin dipping his worm in his nest tea.
Okay, everybody.
He will be missed.
Everybody's doing the Johnny thing.
Everybody's got Johnny on the brain today.
I know. You know what my son reminded me was, said, Dad, don't you remember when you used to say how bad Johnny Carson sucked?
Yeah, we both did.
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah, we did. We hated the monologues towards the end.
We were really saying, Johnny, get your ass out.
You were really bitter when all the hoopla was going on in 92, and then you backed off by 93. You had decided you'd missed him. So.
Well, you missed him because, you know, two words for that, Jay Leno.
Very funny.
And, you know, Letterman is not on tonight, and Jay Leno is doing the hour tribute to Johnny tonight on the Tonight Show.
That sucks so much. I just so wish it was Letterman instead of Leno. I mean, really, you know.
Letterman,
but it's typical Jay, you know, and Dave's away.
Hey, it's Jay. Johnny called me
right
before he died. Unfortunately, nobody heard it. And he said, I'm his favorite. Hey, Jay Leno, I got a letter from Johnny. I lost it. You'll never prove it. Johnny called me, said Dave's a fag. Joe?
Yes.
Who's our first contestant outside in this not-so-frigid Monday?
I need Tim to come out.
Timmy!
We're going to take these contestants in the order that they showed up today.
How are you there, Joe? I'm fine.
Mike was doing his Tim McWilliams. Joe, you got the guy out there?
Come on, Tim.
We've only got 100 guys out there.
Now, who's this slacker that's ambling over to you that's not moving
fast?
He's
not Tim, though.
Right,
really helps me out, pal.
Where's the first guy, Tim?
Tim?
We're going to see what's that. How many guys we got out there total, Joe?
Probably close to a dozen.
A dozen? Okay.
And obviously, Tim's probably deaf. Come on over, Tim. Are you blind, Tim?
16 guys.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't everyone encircle Joe? So
now, is this Tim?
Yep.
This is Tim. Now, Tim a slacker, and why was he behind the curve?
Andy's got his name on his shirt, so he should certainly know that we're calling Tim.
Tim, did you hear Joe call you?
Yeah.
Why so slow getting over there?
Well, they didn't call me till late. We were listening to the radio on delay, so.
Okay, I got you. Tim, what do you do for a living, sir?
I am a mechanic.
Tim, can you look upstairs at our studios and wave at us, please?
Tim?
All right, thank you.
Hey, Tim,
does he suffer from the diphtheria?
Hey, no, no, hey. This is, run with this guy. Seriously, okay. run with this. Okay. We are looking right down. What's on top? I can only see the top of your head. Can you lean up a little bit so we can see your face? All right, there you go.
Mike, I can't do this to this guy.
Oh, hey, come dude, on, it's fun.
No, dude, we're in the window in front of you. We're not on the next floor up.
We're right down here, Tim. Look, we're on the main floor.
Can you see us in the studio here now?
How is that, Tim?
How
do you feel?
Mike, that was great.
Up and to the left.
Tim, were you disappointed by the forecasters this weekend?
It didn't matter to me.
There you go. Thanks for the answer, Tim.
So why didn't it matter? They called for 10 inches to a foot of snow, and we got almost nothing.
Well, it would have been nice to get some snow, but...
Aren't you mad at Bob Ryan?
Yeah, Bob Ryan sucks.
Yeah, thank you.
That's more like it, Tim.
Okay, now, Tim, here's the deal. You have on your work pants. That's cool. You may undo the top button of your pants if necessary. You may unhitch your belt. You may not pull down your pants.
And when you unhitch that top button, make sure you don't put anybody's eye out there, Tim.
The snowballs must be put into your underpants.
Oh, right.
Man. You will have 60 seconds, and as many as you can. Remember, don't just shove them in there.
Yeah, because, Tim, part of the game is you got to keep the snowballs intact, so a little bit of, skill is required here.
So what you want to do is not smash them in there, because after the 60 seconds, you're going to have to reach out and pull them out one by one, and Joe will judge if they are valid snowballs.
Yeah. Protect your snowballs.
Buzz, what's the current temperature?
It's like 26. Let me check.
Hey, Buzz said that almost... Like,
oh, it's fallen now. It's down to 20.
And I didn't mean like in the way he said like, but he said it in a clueless way. It's almost, it's like 26.
Yeah, it's like 26. God!
Yeah. Okay, Napoleon.
Thank you. Oh, incidentally, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah?
My 9-year-old and my 7-year-old. Quoting it. They love it. They love that movie. I thought it was for the older kids. I don't
really?
Know if they see this stuff.
Is it suitable for someone that age?
I'm not quite sure. There's not anything real naughty in it, right?
I don't know.
I bet it could kill your kids at the Spider-Man game.
Catherine's been off of that game for like 6 months, so she's... I mean, so that game's sort of old news to
her. I'm kidding. She'd probably kill me.
All right, maybe we'll have a challenge one day.
I'd love it.
Maybe I'll get her in training for it.
I'd love it. I got to win a game someday.
Xbox Spider-Man. That's what we're talking about.
All right, Tim, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Now, Joe, we're going to need your help.
Okay.
Telling us what's happening. This is all in front of our radio station with rush hour traffic going by. How many snowballs can Tim get in his pants?
Good luck, Tim.
In 60 seconds, on your mark, get set, and go.
All right, number one goes in, Don and Mike. He's got number two. He's packing it a little bit.
Now you want to ask?
Slipping it in.
Well. Make sure you tell Tim that these have to go in his underpants.
They have to go in your underpants. They're going in.
All right, now, Joe,
yes?
let's talk to Tim while he's doing this. I'd like to find out if he's cold, if he's
it's cold.
Able to block out the cold.
I assume you're wearing briefs, Tim?
No, I'm wearing boxers. They're kind of sliding down my leg.
That's a challenge.
Now, you do run the risk if you got boxers on that they slide down your pants.
Well, you
got
to keep those knees together,
Don. If they slide down, it doesn't count?
Doesn't count.
Keep your knees together. Very important, Tim.
I'm starting to see a bulge in his pants, Don and Mike.
I'm getting excited.
Okay, now.
Oh, dear. That's
Tim, are you really... Now, Joe, is he really putting them in his underpants?
Yes, he is.
I can see.
Hair.
Ew, yeah.
Okay, all right, Joe. Remember,
password is shrinking.
Not the same show as before.
How's it feel, Tim?
It's cold.
Tim's very deliberate. Not exact.
I've lost count, but I'd say close to a dozen.
Close to a dozen. Wow. Well, he's got exactly
that's it.
Time's up now.
No need to count.
Hold on. Yes, we do have to count.
Now, Joe is going to count the snowballs as they come back out intact.
Do we have to count them right away, or should we go to commercial break?
No, right now, it is your job to make sure that these snowballs are intact.
Two.
They look a little melted.
They're a little grayer.
Three.
Tim's feeling it.
Tim is really digging his hands into his underpants.
Four.
Cold.
Because he can.
And somebody tell Tim the great news is that he doesn't have to wear a condom ever again.
Six.
Couldn't if he wanted to.
Oh, he's reaching deep for that.
Seven.
One.
Still more.
Wow, now look at that.
Eight.
Oh, hold on, Joe. That one didn't count. That was broken.
No, it wasn't.
No one. Oh, okay.
Nine.
They're just a little smaller, Don, due to the heat.
And...
10?
There's 10 still balls.
Is that it? 10. That's
10.
Way to go.
12 went in, 10 came out.
You know, I'm not a wagering man, Don. I don't like to gamble, but I'm going to say that there's a chance that that record might be beaten.
Yeah.
And Buzz is very correct. 12 went in, only 10 came out.
Now, what you don't want is the opposite of that, where you put in a dozen, you know, and there's...
All right, Joe, let's get
your own snow cone.
Let's get Chris up there. Where's Chris?
Chris,
our next contestant.
Chris is Tim's buddy. I bet they work at the same place.
No, I bet they do.
Let's see.
None of these guys are wearing long johns, are they?
Look at those handsome outfits.
Is this another guy from the dealership?
I think so.
All right. It looks like he had a fight with a motorcycle chain here today.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for listening to the show. Chris, were you pissed that they got the weather wrong?
Not at all. I hate the snow. All right, you hate the snow. Honest answer, but you look at the piercings on you. How many piercings do you have there, Chris? I got 13 in the face and one in each nipple.
Wow. Fantastic. When you woke up today, did you think there would be a chance you would be involved in a contest to put snowballs in your pants?
Well, not in the pants, but whatever. Now, I see that you and the other fella, Tim, work at the same place, so this is kind of an inter-office challenge we got going here. No, he actually just walked across the shop and said, asked me if I wanted to come do this. I'm like, yeah, why not?
Okay. Kind of gay. Yeah. You know what I mean? One guy says, hey, I just heard a contest. We can put snowballs down our pants. You want to come?
Hey, big boy, you want to leave early?
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Yeah, why not?
Now, remember, they got to come out as well as go in.
Uh-huh.
60 seconds on the clock, and good luck.
Here we go.
And we're off.
This is Chris with number one going in.
And it's going in the underpants. That's two. Three.
Now this guy's fat.
Four.
Yeah.
Five. Six. Seven.
This guy's good outside.
Eight,
he's got technique.
Nine.
He doesn't even have a winter jacket
10,
on. He's just out there
11,
in short sleeves.
12.
Wow, we might have a winner
13,
here.
13. 14.
That stomach's 15, beginning to resemble my grandfather.
16. 17.
Now remember the rules.
18,
oh my God.
He can only do.
He's not quite full.
The top button of his pants. That's all he can do. He cannot
like
pull down his pants.
22.
Now he's cramming them in there, Mike.
They are falling down to his knees.
Oh, they're falling down to his knees.
Uh-oh. Well, if they go that far, then we just won't count them.
That's right.
Right.
About 25 at this point, maybe.
It's just got to be what he can pull out of his underpants.
That's right.
Uh-oh. 26.
Now he's holding up the other ones.
Uh-oh. He's losing them.
Down through the
and now he's losing valuable time.
He'll have to stand up straight so they fall.
Yes, he will. And
That's it,
Joe.
Wow. Stand up straight.
Chris seems to be...
Now what happened, Joe?
They all ran down his leg.
You can see him running down his leg,
dear.
So to speak.
Does he have any that he can pull out?
Oh, sure.
All right, go ahead. Let's see what you got, Chris.
One.
Time for the count.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
I like the way he's dealing them like cards.
Hey, Chris, are you...
Four.
Are you cold down there?
Yeah. Five, and they're home.
Thank you, Joe.
Six.
He means they're W-H-O-L-E. Not
That's
eight.
Right. Joe's good at counting.
They're not like bagels.
Eight.
That's the best part of this game.
Nine.
Hold on. Joe, put the microphone to his mouth so we can hear what he is.
He says they're falling down his pants. Those won't count.
No.
11, 12, 13.
He's pissed. He's passed the other guy by three. Excuse me.
And he's pissed the other guy off.
Yes, of course he has.
14. The rest 14. Of them are down his pants.
14. Way to go. You're the new leader.
26 in, 14 out.
Way to go, Chris.
Well, he's the in and out little boy.
26 in, 14 out.
He's shaking him out of his
heart. Joe,
some we'll never see again.
Joe, interview this fellow. Interview Chris. Ask him about the experience.
Okay. Chris is already
walking away. Chris, how was the experience? My thing is inside out right now. It's an innie.
Wow.
You can't put it any more plainly than that.
Let's say hi to Tom.
Very good.
Tom.
Where's Tom?
Here's Tom.
Hi, Tom. Where are you from, my friend?
Right around the corner, Fairfax.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Tom, are you mad at the weather people? Did you hear that we were supposed to get all this snow?
Absolutely. I was expecting to get out of work early, but they screwed me a little
bit. Yeah. See, there you go. Now, there's somebody that understands it. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
By the way, Mike. The darkness does suck.
Yes. The darkness is the movie I was talking about, and it's the worst. It's really the worst horror movie I think I've ever seen. Now I'm rooting for this guy. He's got good taste in movies.
Tom, I have a question for you. What modeling agency do you work for?
I work on my own, freelancing.
Good for you, Tom.
Gotcha. Tom's outside, braving the elements.
Like the other guys, like no jacket or anything. He's
right.
Like with the T-shirt.
All right, now remember, you can unbutton the top button of your pants. You can't pull down your pants. You can only count the snowballs that remain intact in your underpants. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tom, go.
Oh, here we go. Now he's one, trying to. Oh, he's doing the kneeling thing. He's two, kneeling
now,
on the ground.
Listen, no one has four, used this before. It's no one has thought about getting on their knees.
Six, the question right, will be when he stands eight, up again if he'll be able to keep the snowballs nine, in one location.
Because he will not be able to do the counting from 11, this position on his no, knees. 12,
13, 14.
You know, if
15,
same technique that I used to use in the Easter egg hunt.
17. 18.
Joe, why don't we chat with Tom for 20, a second?
Okay, Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Are you getting cold?
Yeah, I can't use that word. Yeah, I'm okay, getting real cold.
All right, yeah, because you've got snowballs going directly into your...
Oh, he's
feet,
putting them down the back.
He's
now,
going the back.
Oh,
yeah. First guy
caramel
that's
apple,
going the back.
Yes, you can.
Caramel
yeah,
apple.
Yeah, caramel apple.
Yes, you can. However, those are going to be harder to find.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Better chance that those melt.
We're almost getting out of the wire
we
here.
We got 4 seconds left. Tom is on his knees out front, and now the moment is...
Now, let's see how he does when he stands up.
Now he's got to stand up. Up.
All right, wow, now, Tom, count them off.
Now, Joe, it didn't appear that he lost any when he stood up.
Did you wear boxers or briefs?
I wore a boxer briefs, but I have a secret in my pants.
Yeah, we all have a secret in our pants. But, what's your secret? Ask him what his secret is.
What's your secret?
On the way over here,
two.
I secured it with nylon zip ties.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, now, listen,
brilliant.
We didn't four, say you couldn't do it.
You didn't say you couldn't do that.
Five.
Nylon zip ties.
Boxer briefs, another smart move, though.
Six. Yep.
And he's really digging in there.
Seven.
To find those snowballs.
Oh, he's actually eight, shaking, too, this guy.
Yeah, he's cold, Mike. Look at he's freezing.
Nice.
Joe, ask ten, Tom how cold he is.
How cold are you?
11. I can't keep my legs still.
Yeah, wow. keep the microphone on him, Joe. Well, I just want to hear just him.
Oh, God. I can't tell which is a snowball.
Okay, all right.
Right. Oh, good. Oh, he's the leader right now.
How's it going, Tom? Keep digging.
It's going great. It's getting cold around the rear, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot he's got some stored for winter back there.
He's got some of the acorns back there. How many went in, Joe? How many altogether?
We're not really sure, Buzz. Hold on. Joe's busy counting.
Counting the ones coming out now.
21.
He's still digging.
I like when he's rooting around inside his pants and he looks skyward.
And he's,
you know what I mean? He's like looking up in the sky.
And he smiles.
24.
Joe, ask him if he's having a lot of hard trouble digging.
Buzz took the funny pills today. Yes, Buzz, I think we all look skyward when we're rooting around in there.
27.
Boy, this guy's digging.
28. They're considerably smaller. 29.
Now, Joe, that's up to you if they count or not.
They can't because they're still whole. 30.
Okay.
They're still whole.
They're just smaller.
31.
Wow, this is amazing.
Wow, we might have a winner here.
31.
31.
31 flavors.
31, 31.
Incredible.
31 snowballs
down his pants. Wow. I think we should probably just get the best shot left out of all the guys in there.
Okay.
I mean, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
I told you that 100 snowballs wouldn't be enough. But
they could reuse these.
Ew.
Yeah, why not?
Ew.
Why not? Joe, ask the crowd if anybody out there thinks that they can beat 31.
Does anybody think they can beat 31?
Okay, hold on.
Answer it once. I got one, two.
All right. See.
Three.
Mike, four. You can't see from where you're
they
at.
They all believe they can win.
They all believe they can beat that.
You should see the retard patrol that's out there. All these idiots out there. Some of these guys, for whatever reason, hey, ask
this. This has got tremendous turnout for this contest.
Joe, ask the guy next to the brother why he's got his pant leg rolled up.
Where are your pants rolled up?
Both pant legs are rolled up like in summertime.
Huh.
He says he's getting ready. I guess he thinks that'll hold more balls.
Who can argue with that?
They all
very
wanna, astute.
They all want to participate.
All right, well, Joe, we're up on a break, so please tell our contestants
to start making snowballs.
Hold on, what's the brother saying?
What's that? I don't know. I'll back out. He'll back out for a Don and Mike leather jacket.
Right. Well,
here's the message, Joe. Kiss my ass. Go ahead.
Don said kiss his ass.
Okay. We'll find out who's ready to compete in the next round.
Yeah, we're going to a round two. I mean, overwhelming response to this. Everybody thinks that they can get the snowballs in their pants.
And do they get to keep their snowballs when it's done?
They sure do, Rob.
That's
they,
terrific.
They
Everyone's sure a winner.
The only thing missing is the raspberry syrup.
And we'll have these guys outside, and we'll talk to Tonya Harding when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. We've had a couple of thunderstorms the past week that have been dynamite. Last night it opened up again, and it's still crazy. It may rain again tonight. Yes. It is very wet out there, I want to tell you. Thank you, class. Very good. So wet out there today, I saw a robin at a laundromat waiting for his worm to come out of the spin-dry cycle. All right, what do you got?
Here.
Now.
I'll drink to that. Okay, all right.
He's going to call now.
Oh.
Johnny.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. You even mentioned those games yesterday. Great games. Anybody out there think that the Eagles have a chance against the Patriots?
I don't.
Me either.
I think the Patriots are the seasoned team.
Best team in the league.
And the best coach.
And I just hate those Philly fans.
I really do.
What jackasses. As much as we hate New York fans, Mike, don't you agree that we hate Philly fans more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Philly's, got all the attitude and none of the good stuff.
Tomorrow on the show is Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll be talking to Rich Eisen.
Uh-huh.
That's impossible unless I meet him in a chat room somewhere.
Yes, of course.
It happens. We'll have Rich on Friday, brought to us by Tower Records, Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. And if you were watching, especially the Philly game yesterday, if you have a good surround sound, Fox does the high def and the Dolby 5.1,
right,
and you could hear every single word the Philly fans were screaming.
Yeah, and the Philly fans, quite a factor in that game, really, confusing Atlanta on a number of occasions by hurling their obscenities.
They loved one word that started with bull and ended with something else. And,
I imagine.
I mean,
and one of the rare times...
Like a nonstop chorus in the left channel.
And one of the rare times where during a football game you actually got to see the idiot fan come out on the field and see the great tackle by security.
And
where he really took the guy's lights out. I mean, it was amazing.
You know, Joe Buck, I guess, is afraid of any kind of controversy. Did you notice that Joe Buck didn't even want to mention that? And Turkey Neck Collinsworth said, whoa, that is the best hit I've seen during this game.
The best hit of the game. And the guy came out and did one of these things where he stands in the middle of the field, puts his arms up,
and look at me.
Security guy, boom!
Just like Mike Curtis did.
It was great.
Listen, while we're waiting for Tonya Harding, let's go back outside.
Very good.
Where it's cold, where we didn't get snow. And it's Joe Ardinger with more of our listeners seeing who can get the most amount of snowballs in their pants for $300.
It's quite a competition. It's shaped up to be something very highly competitive.
Yeah. Everybody's outside, and now it's stopped snowing again. And Joe?
Well, it's snowing very lightly, and Jag has made some more snowballs, but it appeared we were going to have too few, so I just threw in some of the used ones.
All right, good. Joey, who is our next contestant? Kevin, I think.
Right, Kevin.
Kevin, where's Kevin? Does anybody bring Kevin over?
Kevin, here he comes.
Here he is. Oh, it's heaven.
It's named Kevin.
How you doing, Don?
Hi, Kevin. We're doing great. Thank you for listening. Where are you from, Kevin?
Fairfax, Virginia.
What do you do, my friend?
Work at a golf and country club out in Great Falls.
Okay.
You know the one, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
You know the one, Don.
Don, you are... Hold on one second, Robbie, if you would see if that is Tonya Harding. Perhaps we can get both of these things going at once.
Very good. That'd be a Tonya Harding interview and Snowballs in the Pants simultaneously. I like that.
Let's see. Kevin, I hope you remember that you can unbutton your pants. You can't pull them down, and the snowballs must remain intact and in your underpants.
Boxers or briefs, Kevin?
Briefs.
All right. Seems to be an advantage in this competition.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to say hello to Tonya Harding.
Holds everything in better.
And then while we are talking to Tonya Harding, we will start your competition. And Joe, you just count off, okay?
Right.
Because Joe's outside right now in the cold weather. In the meantime, let's welcome to the Don and Mike universe, baby Tonya Harding.
Hey, Tonya.
How are you guys?
Baby, oh, hold on. Let me do something with your level here. What's happening, baby?
Hello? Can you hear us, Tonya?
I can barely hear you.
Wow, you sound far away. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Washington.
We are in Washington.
Washington State?
Yes.
That's a bad connection. Hold on one second, Tonya. Really, I'm not trying to blow her off. I want to talk to her.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta.
That man, if you could ever call back, that's like the worst connection ever.
Yeah.
We finally get to talk to my baby love.
I wonder if she's in a rink somewhere. No, I guess she doesn't do... Well, she's not doing the skating anymore. No. She might be in a ring now. She's doing boxing.
That's right. Special lady. Joe, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
With Kevin and... Oh, hold on a second. Where's the tick, tick, tick? Jeez.
We need that.
Got it. Okay. Tick, tick, tick. Go.
Go.
He's off. Kevin starts.
That one's falling down.
He has gone to the same technique as the other guy. Now we have fresh snowballs, which could be problematic. Beth froze the other ones. Yes. Beth Ann did.
I saw Jag Haji out there making new snowballs with bottles of Evian water.
It might not be thick enough.
Because the snow is just not heavy enough to make good snowballs.
But once again, if you get here early for our contest, Don, you're rewarded. If you're a straggler, sometimes you have to bring up the rear.
So right now, this guy Kevin is on his knees in front of our radio station trying to put as many snowballs as he can in his underpants. We are protesting the fact that once again the forecasters screwed up the weather.
Uh-huh.
We didn't get a blizzard. We got 2.5 inches of snow.
No, it's ridiculous. Joe, is Kevin making snow paste right now?
Yeah, he crushed one in his crack.
Oh, dear. Joe. Hey, you know, who can't relate to that, huh?
Hold together as well.
I've said that so many times in my life.
Oh, and time's up.
Something tells me a lot of these aren't coming out round.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a weird protest we've got going on.
Boy, I tell you, what are we going to get, Joe? A caramel margarita?
I almost thought this was like the Roe v. Wade thing going on downtown. Yeah. The group of people outside.
Happy Roe v. Wade Day, by the way.
Yes, fantastic.
Okay, let's count.
Buzz just got back from the protest.
How many has he got, Joe?
That one didn't count.
Okay.
Two, three. Four.
Oh,
five, six.
Now I see this guy digging his hand into his pants. Seven.
Eight.
I see the beauty of this, ladies and gentlemen.
9, 10, 11.
It's freaking cold outside.
It is terrible.
And these guys are out there putting these ice cold snowballs down their pants.
14.
He has the tightest fitting jeans. I couldn't help but notice, Kevin.
Does he, Mike?
Yes. It just seems like it's more of a struggle for him than the previous guys. That's why I was noticing.
You think so, Clay?
Absolutely.
17 is
seems to be a testosterone-laden contest here.
And I think Tonya Harding might be back on the line.
Think we got a better connection this time?
Hold on, we'll find out.
19.
How's the connection now?
Sounds better.
Was there a question mark on there, Rob?
Okay.
It was a dot, dot, dot.
Okay. Let him keep counting. Let's try this one one more time.
Yeah.
Hello, Tonya? Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot better, Tonya. Thanks for coming on the show.
Tonya Harding. Baby. My girl. How are you?
21.
How have you been?
I've been good.
How have you been? You know, you poor...
22.
You poor delicate flower. 23. All that you went through.
Yes.
24. Tonya Harding. Oh, hold on. We're doing a count outside. Give us 1 second, Tonya.
25.
Okay.
How's that going, Joe?
We're working on 26.
Hey, Joe, ask all the guys to say hi to Tonya Harding.
Anybody want to say hi to Tonya Harding?
26. Joe, instruct them to all say hi, Tonya.
Ready? Say hi, Tonya.
Hi, Tonya!
Can you hear that, Tonya?
Yeah.
We have a snowball contest going on.
That's a bunch of our idiot listeners outside the radio station.
That's 26, Don.
26.
All right, so he's still not the leader.
That's a big fat loser. Okay, let's get the next guy ready.
Next.
And Joe, while you do that, let's talk to Tonya Harding. baby.
How have you been, Tanya?
I've been good.
Now, when we last heard about you, there was the whole thing with the other girl and the stick.
Yeah, 11 years ago.
11 wow. years ago.
God, is it that long?
And then
yeah, obviously you guys haven't kept up with what's going on.
Well, I know that the last time I was aware of your name, you were involved in boxing. Are you still involved with the boxing?
Yes, I am.
And I think you had a video out for a while.
I have been doing celebrity boxing. So I can get more experience in the ring before I do any more pro boxing championships.
So is that what you're planning on doing now? Are you training to be a professional boxer now?
Well, I have been for the last almost 2 years.
So you've already turned pro?
Yes, I've been in 6 pro fights.
Baby, I have to tell you something. I'm a fan. I'm really a fan of yours. And I think that even when you did you had the Paris Hilton tape before there was a Paris Hilton tape. Isn't that right?
I'm here to talk about the movie. I'm not here to talk about all the BS.
Oh, well, I mean, it was BS, but I mean, as far as similar experiences.
I want a chance to ask you these things.
We haven't talked.
Tanya Harding, do you have a comment on the death of Johnny Carson?
It's really sad.
So you want to talk about your movie?
Yes.
Now, she has a movie coming out with Leon Spinks.
Wow.
Not as good as the other movie I saw, I bet.
The other one was called Breakaway. And I did that in 94.
Okay. I'm thinking about another. Didn't you?
I said, I'm not going to talk about the BS.
Oh, the BS. And so you would constitute what was just brought up as BS and you don't want to talk about it.
Even though we're.
Absolutely.
Even though we're
I just got
friendly.
Saying I'm not going to talk about BS. Okay. I'm here to talk about the movie that's coming out.
Oh boy, you are still that tough little cookie.
You know, you.
Yes, I am.
I could. You could probably knock both of us out. I would venture.
All right, Tanya. Isn't your new movie directed by Clint Eastwood?
No.
No, that would be
my movie's directed by Mark Mason.
Well, now, what are your? Can we get your vital statistics right now? Since you're a pro fighter, what are you? What are you weighing in at now?
125.
125. What's your record? Are you in better shape than
three.
You?
My record in pro fighting is 3-3. And my record for celebrity boxing is 4-0.
Do you consider yourself in better shape than you were when you were skating?
Well, muscle-wise and things like that, yes. But I'm still trying to work up, trying to get more endurance for boxing because women don't box, they brawl. Okay. And so when you're in there brawling for, 2 minutes at a time for 4 rounds, by the time you get to the end of the 3rd round, you're dead.
Are you still?
I mean, you're so tired you can barely move.
Are you still a crazy tomboy at heart?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I hunt, fish, and go four-wheeling and all that.
Yeah, you still have that nice pickup truck?
Nope.
What are you driving now, Tanya?
What's your ride now?
I don't tell people what I drive.
You don't tell people what you drive?
Smart. No, I've had 2 vehicles stolen.
In the last year, have you done any brawling outside of the ring?
No, I don't do that.
So you're keeping your nose clean in that regard?
Absolutely.
Is there a regular man in your life now?
Nope, just me and my cat.
Are you looking? Are you actively looking or dating?
Nope.
Do you want to have anything to do with men anymore?
Well, I mean, I have friends and things like that I know, but...
You have needs.
It's all about me.
It's all about you?
I'm selfish now. All my life is about me. And I have to take care of me before I let anybody else into my life.
Oh, Tanya, everybody needs a little love?
Nope, sorry.
Mm. Baby, are you related to ex-president Warren G. Harding?
I don't believe so.
Mm. I think you might be. And I think you might be surprised what a fan you have over here in me. And I'm very serious about this. Through all the ups and downs, the trials and the tribulations, I'm here for you. Tanya Harding. My girl. we can't even go into the whole character.
Nope.
That's the BS she was talking about
before.
Oh,
God. For goodness sake.
Well, why would you want to? Nobody cares about it anymore. I sure as hell don't.
Oh, but we do. We're fixated by it.
Oh, I
mean, Tanya, what am I supposed to do, baby? Ask you what it was like acting with Leon Spinks?
It was cool. He's standing next to a champion, and being able to do a movie with him was really exciting for me.
Now, how does this movie compare to Million Dollar Baby? Is it the same kind of storyline?
Well, I haven't seen the other movie.
Has anybody brought it up to you since you've been promoting this movie?
Pardon me?
Has anyone brought the other movie up since you've been promoting this one?
They've asked me if I've seen it, and like I said, I haven't seen it. Okay. I just got done fighting a week ago.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to see it.
Do you get to punch out Gary Busey in this movie?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, you didn't meet Gary Busey.
But hopefully, the next movie that Mark Mason does, I'll be able to meet him.
Do you think, yes, let's hear it from Mark Mason.
He's very good.
Do you think you speak for the trailer people of America?
Well, I don't know where everybody gets trailer from.
I think that's kind of a label that was put on you.
If people want to point one finger at me, maybe they should have four pointing back at themselves. Because the only reason why everybody knows about who I am is because of the media.
Well said. If people want to point a finger at me, what does that mean? What?
If you got one finger pointing at me, shaking it, you know, bad girl or whatever.
Right.
You should have four of your own fingers pointing back at yourself, because the only reason why...
It kind of looks like a Three Stooges movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, the media portrays me to be something that I'm not, and everybody out there does the same kinds of things that I do.
What makes you really mad, Tanya?
Pardon me?
What makes you really mad nowadays?
I don't get mad.
Oh, you just, okay, well, boy. That's
I mean, when I'm fighting, you know, if I get hit, you know, like... I don't know.
Listen, Tanya.
I step in the ring, and it's two people trying to show each other who's better athlete is.
Let me just mention, Tanya Harding's movie, Prize Fighter, is out tomorrow on DVD, starring Gary Busey, Tanya Harding, and Leon Spinks. Darling, I say this to you as a card-carrying member. Are you proud to be one of the people up front for all white trash?
And you're one yourself, right?
Of course I'm one.
Yes.
But are you proud to be associated with the great unwashed, the white trash that we are?
Hey, everybody out there that does everything that I do is the same kind of person.
Absolutely.
You want to say that I'm white trash, say that I'm white trash. I don't care.
Well, you weren't saying white trash. You were saying you speak for white trash.
You are the spokesperson. You're the Jesus Christ of white trash.
I thought you said you always spoke for the white trash of America.
I do, Mike.
No,
but this
I don't.
You do not.
You don't need to label me.
I'm just
a normal person.
You would be my Lady Di. I would be Prince Charles, and you would be my Lady Di of white trash.
Do you see romance in your future, Tanya Harding?
Maybe someday, but I don't care right now.
Yeah, you don't care.
Like I said, I'm just taking care of me.
Are you bitter?
Am I what?
Are you bitter with all the crap that the media has put you through?
Yes, she is.
No, I mean, it's just life. Yeah. Life has its ups and downs, and you deal with it, and you keep going on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
When's the last time you had a nice, relaxing bubble bath?
Jeez, let me think. I don't know. I have a shower.
All right.
Just a shower.
And with the everything that you have been through in the public eye, what would you say was the most stressful element of all of that, of all the BSs you referred to, without getting specific?
I just think that... The media tends to jump to conclusions and make their own opinions before finding out the facts.
A couple of questions. Your preference, please. Walmart or Target?
Major question on this show. Walmart or Target?
Your favorite store. If you had to choose one of those two, which are you more, a Walmart person?
I don't shop at either one.
Okay. How about chicken? KFC or Popeyes?
KFC.
KFC. Beer? Miller Lite or
Bud Light?
I don't drink beer.
Did you ever drink beer?
A long time ago.
Well,
I don't even remember.
be tough to make a choice?
It would be tough to make a choice.
Yeah.
Hmm. Republican or Democrat?
Not answering that kind of question.
Oh, come on.
Hey, that's a personal question.
Maybe.
It's just party affiliation.
What do you mean?
All right,
Tanya, baby, what are you worried about?
Are you registered?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right. So, unaffiliated. Leno or Letterman?
Pardon me?
Leno or Letterman?
Neither.
Neither.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh, geez, that's a tough call.
There you go. Come on now.
That's a really tough call. I mean, one place has great French fries, one place has great burgers.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
All right, you're a pickup person. Ford or Chevy?
Ford.
Knew it!
Rob, stop it.
Behave yourself.
We don't know what that was. Rob in the back of the studio there.
Super Nanny or Nanny 911?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Survivor or The Apprentice?
Don't know that either.
Hmm.
I mean, the Survivor thingy, I don't even watch.
In the Super Bowl, darling, who do you like, Philadelphia or New England?
Philadelphia.
Oh. Why is that?
Because that's where I box at.
No, so you're training in Philly right now?
Well, that's where I've done a couple of my celebrity boxing matches.
The fans are great there. And boxers. Joe Frazier or Muhammad Ali?
Joe Frazier.
Ham or beef?
Beef.
Cheddar or American?
Cheddar.
Cheddar or Swiss?
Cheddar.
Cheddar all the way.
Yeah, smart.
Are you a fan of Velveeta?
No.
What's wrong with you? Your favorite Pop-Tarts?
I don't eat Pop-Tarts.
Ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch.
Sizzler or...
Oh, boy. Longhorn Steakhouse.
Bonanza.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Doritos or potato chips?
Doritos.
All right, we're adding to the list here.
Double Mint or Juicy Fruit?
Double Mint.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes?
I go for Coke because Pepsi's against gun rights.
Okay.
And I think that anyone that is legal to have them should own them if they choose to.
Yes. Okay, this next one might be a little tough, but listen carefully. Paxil or Prozac?
Which one?
Paxil or Prozac?
I don't know what they're for.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ice cream or steak?
Steak.
Who came up with ice cream or steak?
Apple or ice cream sundaes?
I don't know. Probably apple.
Mm-hmm.
A suitcase full of diamonds or a suitcase full of Ford F-150 pickup trucks?
That's a real tough call, too. Wow.
George Clooney or Brad Pitt?
George Clooney.
Mm, baby. Have you seen Ocean's 12?
No, I haven't.
Catherine Zeta-Jones or Renee Zellweger?
Don't know who either one of those are.
Wow.
I would have to see their faces or see what movies they're in to be able to know who you're talking about.
What is your favorite brand of tater tot? Do you like the Orida?
I don't eat tater tots.
How about pizza rolls? Do you like Gina's pizza?
Oh, we didn't even get into pizza yet.
Gino's pizza rolls?
Domino's or Pizza Hut?
Or Papa John's?
Pizza Hut, stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust, there we go. Yeah. All right.
Pencils or knives?
Wait, what?
Pencils or knives?
I don't know.
If you had to pick.
I don't get that one.
I mean, what's it for?
Do you get any of these? What am I supposed to ask this girl?
Pencils or knives?
Pencils or knives?
Who is your single role model in life?
Gosh, I really don't know.
What do you think your IQ is?
Fairly high.
Could you put a number? I'm going to guess it's got to be at least three digits. I'm serious about that. What do you think the number is?
I don't know. Huh. What's the top number? What's the bottom number?
I think average is about 75.
No, the average is...
I think average is 75.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and we broadcast from the second floor.
What do you think your IQ is?
I really don't know.
Yeah, all right.
Did you like Forrest Gump?
Yes.
How come?
Because it's good.
Yeah.
It's got great humor, and Tom Hanks is one of the best actors out there.
Favorite, when you watch TV, favorite television show?
Favorite television show?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not movie?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
Hey! Gosh, I don't know.
Outside of boxing or skating, favorite sport?
For me to play?
No, to watch. Just favorite. Spectator.
Oh, to watch? Boxing.
Yeah. Boxing.
What's your favorite wattage of light bulbs? I'll give you a hint. I'm a big fan of 75.
Probably 100.
100?
Yeah, I like
hundreds. 100.
100.
Do you like real or artificial Christmas trees?
Real or what?
Real or artificial Christmas trees.
Real.
Real.
Mm-hmm. Steve Martin or Robin Williams?
Steve Martin.
Yeah. Shocker.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that. I'll accept that. Anything you'd like to ask us, Tanya?
Would you like to turn the tables and ask us now?
Are you kidding?
Go ahead.
Please, go right ahead.
Ask us anything.
You certainly answered a million questions from us.
Yeah.
How long have you both been doing the radio DJing?
Me and Mike together? 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same place?
Actually, in a couple of different places, but basically the same area.
Okay, where are you actually?
Washington, D.C.
Cool. So do you like Larry King?
No, we hate Larry King.
No, hate him. Enemy. He's on the enemies list.
Do you like
him? Why is that?
We make fun of him.
Do you like Larry King?
Larry King is a very nice man. Once you get to know him, he's a nice man.
Yeah, that must be the problem.
Does he ever come on to you?
No.
Larry King, do you think he takes Cialis or Viagra?
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing for ED.
Excuse me?
ED. Do you know what ED means?
No.
Have you not seen the ads for guys who have...
It's for older guys. You know, Viagra. You've heard of Viagra, right?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
But I'm not going to disrespect him by saying something like that.
Well, we just have fun doing that.
Getting around.
Well, you know what? Funness can sometimes be taken as meanness.
Oh, can it?
Well, you guys should know.
You should know. Galooly. There, I said it. There, I said it.
Well, you were just reacting.
Jeff Galooly.
You were just reacting.
Is that his name?
Yes.
I think so.
He was a good guy.
He was.
Hello?
Tell me your favorite recipe, Tanya.
Favorite recipe?
Yes, darling.
Probably chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Mm. Good choice.
Yeah, that's good. Everybody like that.
Creamy or chunky peanut butter?
Creamy.
You know, we're asking her questions. She was supposed to ask us questions.
Ask us one more question, then we got to go out back out to the guys with the snowballs.
Yeah, and I got to get going, too.
Ask us one more.
Gosh. I don't interview people, so I really don't know.
You can ask us any question
I
you
got
want.
One for you, really, without getting technical. In the ladies' room.
Okay. Do either one of you hunt?
Pardon me?
Do either one of you hunt?
Yes, we are both avid hunters and gun owners.
And what do you...
No, we can tell the truth. No, the fact is, neither one of us hunt.
Neither one of you, huh?
Not the four-legged kind.
No, stop it, my boy. I go big game hunting. I go to Africa on safari.
Now, I have a question for you, Tanya Harding. Do you believe that, what he just said?
Last week, I shot a whale.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, this interview is over. That's all I wanted to hear. Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks,
all
Tanya.
Right,
good luck with the movie.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tanya Harding's movie Prize Fighter, out tomorrow, DVD. Bye, baby. Oh, she's gone.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind
You're mean. Jeff Galooly. That's my favorite part.
There you go, the great Tanya Harding.
Let me quote her.
Yeah?
Funness can sometimes be taken as meanness.
Yes. Of course it can.
What, Robbie?
I wonder what that movie's about.
It's called Prize Fighter. It's got to be good. It's out tomorrow on DVD with Gary Busey, Tanya Harding, and Leon Spates.
About 90 minutes.
Gary Busey.
And you know what? How about Sensitive Mike? I give you some credit. When I ask her what her IQ is, she doesn't know. She wants average 75. You didn't want her to know that 75 was
I actually didn't know you were going there. I was correcting you legitimately there, because remembering that. But the average IQ in the United States is 100, which means half of America double-digit IQ.
And Forrest Gump, that's the cutoff at 75, right?
Right, no. You think I was being sensitive for my Tanya?
Thought you were.
No. Lady?
Or just for a second.
No, Nancy Kerrigan was from New England.
Nice, great white trash chick.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Tanya Harding, that was a good interview.
So look for her, and incidentally, I do enjoy when I'm watching a professional fight. I like the undercard when they have the ladies just smacking each other. So I hope we see Tanya in some more prize fights.
A classy lady.
Yeah.
Joe, let's go back outside to Joseph Ardinger. Joe.
Don, I'll tell you about my video. You should have asked her VHS or beta.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wait a Monday morning quarterback, Joe.
My feet are freezing.
Okay, you know what? We got time for one more contestant, and then we're going to end this thing.
Okay.
So this last guy has the chance. What's the number that needs to be beaten, Joe?
I think it was 31.
31.
Wasn't it?
31.
Okay, who's our last?
This is David.
The last contestant. David, what's happening, David?
Hey.
How you doing?
You guys still willing to back out and give me the Don and Mike jacket?
No, come on. Shut up with that. Where are you from, David?
I'm from Manassas.
Thanks for listening. Are you pissed that the weather guys got the forecast wrong?
I still have 6 loaves of bread at home.
Yeah. Still has 6 loaves of bread at home.
He is.
All right, now the total number of snowballs to beat is...
31.
31. You have 60 seconds, and you know the rules. You can...
Have you noticed his little ties that he's got on his leg? Did you take your shoelaces out and tie them around your leg?
He made garters.
Come on, would I do that?
All the way up, right around like where the line of his underpants
is. It's a legitimate strategy.
All right, remember, everyday pants only. You may undo the top button of your pants. No pulling down your pants. Snowballs must remain intact in your underpants. 60 seconds. Last contestant, go.
This is it.
This is all happening outside.
It's working very fast.
Well, Buzz, the current temperature is what? Still 20?
Like 23.
Two at a time, Don and Mike.
How about that, Tanya Harding?
Isn't she lovely?
She's a lady.
You know, I felt that in between all of those silly little questions that we were asking her, I thought there was a connection between you two.
Oh, yeah.
An intellectual connection, Mike.
I thought it was an animal magnetism.
It was electric.
Woogie, 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 woogie.
All right, he's already gone to the back of his pants.
Oh, and, very good.
And if you're wondering, I would. Do some stuff with her. Not everything.
Must be cold.
What's happening out there, Joe?
Cold.
Oh, hold on. He seems to be suffering.
Starting to writhe in pain.
All right, for goodness sakes.
Apparently cold.
What's this guy's name? Is this guy's name David?
David.
David. David, how cold are those snowballs going down your pants?
My kind doesn't like snow.
My God.
Forgot to mention, he's a brother. Okay. Put it down.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
There's the buzzer. Now,
that's it.
This is the last chance for someone to win big.
Let's see if David can pass the magic number of 31.
Well, Joe, the shoelaces worked.
All right, very good.
Okay,
very
now, good. It's time for the countdown.
One.
Okay, two. Now, get the microphone on him, Joe.
Because David is writhing in pain.
Look at the faces
still.
This guy's making.
Now, with stereotype holes, you won't have as much room as the other guy.
Buzz. Hey, Buzz with the black guy humor.
Buzz actually did come to play today.
David, how's it going?
Oh, very cool.
Very cool. Well, give us some running commentary.
That one doesn't count.
While you're taking these snowballs out of your pants.
You did best that one.
You're doing some real fishing there, David.
Eight.
Hey, Joe, who's that guy in back? Is that Napoleon Dynamite in back?
Oh, you mean the guy with the blue
nine,
stocking
I'm
cap?
Just watching. God!
10.
There he is.
11.
Hey, Napoleon. How you doing, man? How's it going?
I'm more interested in David out there.
Yes, David is really, I mean, doing kind of a self-inspection.
David is just digging right now. Almost
14.
Looks like you're right. He looks like he's giving himself the... Like, I know it's not a mammogram for guys, but...
Say, it's actually
a prostate
exam.
Doesn't count. 14.
What?
Oh, he just denied.
And Don, as far as what he's doing right now, anything with the word oscopy on it.
Now, Joe, these that David is pulling on, are these snowballs coming out of the same condition they went in?
Yeah, pretty much.
He did deny him number 14, though.
Yeah, he's been denied twice.
All right, what's the total now, Joe?
16, 17.
He's not going
to
make it.
Well, he hasn't even gotten around to the back yet.
Oh, he was
18.
I didn't notice. Was he putting them in the back?
Yeah,
as
he's
well?
Got another stash.
19.
Backdoor man.
All right, let's talk to David.
20.
Look at the faces he's making. We got to get this on the radio.
21.
David.
This is quite an extrication.
22.
Man, oh, man. It's like somebody lancing a boil.
Oil filled with brown snow.
Now he seems to be going down at one knee.
How cold is you know...
23.
You're 23?
Tadpole.
I mainly use the Avion snowballs.
Sure.
Okay, well, like that would matter?
24.
All right.
They use the Avion snowballs?
Will he be reaching around back anytime soon, Joe?
That's what he's doing.
Oh, he is.
Did he see
he just mashed two
of them. Mashed two.
Just mashed two.
24.
Is that it?
Hold on.
I don't know.
This is a sexy picture.
Now he's
this guy David
back.
Putting his hand all the way down the back of his pants now to find any snowballs.
I recommend, David, when you're on a date, don't do that move. You know?
Yeah.
Is that it?
24. Which means we have a winner, right?
Big loser he is. And that means
I believe Tom
our winner is Tom. Where is Tom?
Where's Tommy?
Tommy, step up, Tommy. Step up there with Joe, little Tommy.
Hey,
Tommy,
Tom.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Tom. You got 31 snowballs.
That would be tough to beat.
In 60 seconds.
Absolutely.
Into your underpants and pull them back out. You know, if we just pay him $10 or something, let's make it $310.
$310 for you, Tommy. What do you think of
that? Straight to Ameris.
All right, very good. Thank you for the plug.
You, my friend, $310, and everybody else, well, listen, they're not going to be able to have children, but the good news is they're all going to go see Slipknot live at the Patriot Center on Wednesday, March 16th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster at Ticketmaster.com.
All right.
So, Joe, we want to thank... Oh, and you know, we had about, I don't know, there's like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cards full of guys' names that didn't get into this contest.
Yeah,
today.
Sorry about that. But, you know, the rule for any of these outdoor contests, get here early, get here often.
Hold on, what does Napoleon Dynamite want?
I wanted to play.
Talk to the nerd. Hi, what?
Hey, let me go.
What?
I think I can beat him.
Contest is over, dude.
I'm freaking cold. I've been standing out here this whole time. Let me go.
So sorry. Very warm.
Should have been
I'll
here
even
earlier.
Used all the old used ones.
Should have been here earlier.
We ran out of time, son.
Oh, man.
Why'd you ask Tom what time he got here?
Yeah, Tom, what time did you get here?
About 10 minutes after you started the announcement.
There you go.
You know what? There's a chance we could do this contest again. He might want to hang around.
Why?
Just make
Rob just
cold.
Wants to torture me. Yeah. Make the, whole show.
The Napoleon Dynamite kid?
Yeah, Rob was, Rob was playing with our audience again.
Go ahead. Go home, kid, and pop some pop some zits. Pop some pimples. It's been nice talking to you.
Joe, did you enjoy that segment?
Yes, but my feet are very cold.
And Joe, I think to get out of this, I would like to hear a little winter ditty from you. Joe, could you sing something for us a cappella? A song of the season, perhaps.
Yeah, a winter song.
Maybe sleigh bells.
Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
Go closer to traffic.
So happy tonight.
Go closer to the road and sing.
Blah, 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 blah.
There you
walking
go.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Walk over by the sidewalk, Joe. Really, I'm not going to, like, how do you
maybe
get in traffic?
Maybe later we could build a snowman.
Let's see if Joe gets any honks.
And then we could name him Parson Brown.
Yeah, give Joe a beep if you're driving.
We'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Oh, later on.
Well, that, he started with that.
He did that already.
How about Frosty the Snowman?
Very good.
I don't know the words. Frosty the Snowman was a very happening cat. If you didn't know just where to go, Frosty tell you where it's at.
Hey, well done. He's a genius.
Now, the problem is that the light has not changed yet.
Right.
And all of the traffic coming this way.
Yeah, and people just sort of staring across the street at Joe.
I have not acknowledged Joe. Joe is yes. Like Joe. There you go.
How about a little wave at people and say, hey, I'm Joe Ardinger. Don't you wish you were me?
Hi, I'm Joe Ardinger. Don't you wish you were me?
Joe, wait for the cars to come.
How do you feel about the untimely passing of James Garner? It doesn't work out here either. Hi, I'm Joe Ardinger. Don't you wish you were me?
All right, now he's got some
hi, I'm Joe Ardinger. Don't you wish you were me? Hi, I'm Joe Ardinger. And you're okay. Not.
All right, he got a horn.
He got a beep.
Hi, I'm Joe Ardinger.
Okay, all right, shut up. Thank you, Joe.
God.
We will be back. We've not talked about Johnny dying in the last half hour.
No.
I talked about the Trump wedding.
I didn't know which microphone to go to.
And I didn't know which one you were going to go to.
But see these windscreens that cover the microphones?
Yes.
I'm going to be doing some laundry during the break.
I know Mike.
Them tomorrow morning.
Mike has got a thing about the windscreens on the microphones.
These are not money.
I spoke to the chief engineer. They'll be bathed tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Just like Tonya Harding.
Yes.
And we'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Bell. Her name was Gina Statutory, and she went to Lincoln High, and she was voted Miss Lincoln because every guy in school took a shot at her in the balcony.
Not funny, I know.
I'll drink to that.
Stop everything.
What?
Hold everything.
Where was the thing that sings our names? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Give me uno momento.
Okay. I'll drink to that.
Okay.
There
we go.
Ah, now. Now did the last time.
They didn't sing the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's right.
Need that. Who's your favorite DJs, everybody?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay. Kind of lost my place in the show.
We're back. We're back, and everything's fine, and everything's going to work out great.
We had Tonya Harding, and that was okay, because I told her she was white trash.
Right.
I love her, though. I do love her.
Yeah.
She's one sexy girl, Tonya Harding.
I don't believe you.
also, the guys are done outside with the snowballs, and besides...
It ain't queuing.
That music's not queuing. The Billy Bush music isn't queuing.
Oh, here it is. It's the number one.
Besides Johnny going belly up this week, the big news from the weekend was the Trump wedding.
Where Billy was in attendance.
Yeah, I was talking to Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. That's tonight, 7:30 on NBC4. All of our other markets, check your local listings. Billy!
You are so diligent with the plug. I love that.
Well, I want to give you your plug because you're good.
You're good. But you always do it. I mean, you could, and I would never say anything if you blew it up, but you always do it.
Of
you're a good
course.
Man.
Of course. Thank you, Billy, and we like having you on. And the reason we like having you on is because you will tell us of all the luminaries, use that word loosely, that were down there this weekend for the Trump wedding, who impressed you the most and who was the biggest jerk?
The array of people was so wild. I mean, you got Don King sitting with Barbara Walters. You got, you know, Hillary Clinton sitting right next to Shaq?
No, hold on. Tell me this. I read in the New York newspaper today that the whole first row was reserved for Shaquille O'Neal and Hillary Clinton.
Well, Shaquille's wife was in there. Oddly enough, Bill Clinton shows up to the reception. He blew off the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he blew off the wedding and he just showed up for the party.
I didn't see him in the wedding anywhere, unless, you know, Shaq was sitting on his lap. He showed up to the reception.
All right.
But when he walked in the reception, it was like the Beatles just walked in.
It's going to be a while before we have an A-list wedding like that one, don't you think?
It's the wedding of the year, and it's only January. I don't think anyone can top that. Bob Kraft, Pat's owner, was there and left at like 11 on his private jet up to Pittsburgh.
Now, isn't that, you know, that to me is the most amazing part of the big-time ass-kissing,
mm-hmm.
that you got a guy who owns the Patriots on the eve of them going to their third Super Bowl in 4 years with bad weather in Pittsburgh and Boston, yet he goes down to kiss Trump's ass, puts that even before his team play.
That blows my mind.
Well, wait a minute. To be fair, he is a huge Star Jones fan, and he knew she would be there.
All right, now, tell me this. I heard that I know that Trump is friends with Mark Burnett because of The Apprentice.
Yeah, he produces The Apprentice.
Is it true or false that Mark Burnett's kid was the ring bearer?
Absolutely true. He did a terrific job. He's so cute, little guy with kind of longish hair, and he looks like little Lord Fauntleroy.
But
here's the thing. He came down in knickers.
But Billy, how long has Donald Trump known Mark Burnett? A year?
Well, as long as The Apprentice. So,
So that's what I mean.
I think what Donald Trump does, it's obvious that, you know, a lot of the guest lists are, they're longtime associates, but also who's hot at the moment, and that's what
nobody's that tight, you know. I mean, it's a lot of, hey baby, how are you, baby? You look terrific, baby. You know, love you.
All right, I'm going to give you a list of some people rumored to be there, and you tell me if this is not a gag list, Billy, because I've got the list, like you mentioned, Don King, the Clintons, Paris and Nikki's mom, Kathy Hilton has a TV show coming out. Oh, Regis was there. Now, he was in Reno, right? So
Regis was not there, yeah.
He was, okay, thank you for that.
Kelly Ripa was there with her husband, Mark Consuelos. Star Jones and her husband, Al. I want to tell you something here. I know you guys, I can only imagine how rough you are on Star, but I couldn't be a nicer two people than Star Jones and Al, right. And Al's a good dude.
Yeah. Well, Billy, they probably knew who you were, too. They knew that you're going to do the thing on Access Hollywood, and you'll be able to talk about it.
Did she cut the cheese at all?
No. Stone Phillips dancing late night with his wife. Stone Phillips, a very white man.
Dancing.
His wife is this beautiful Puerto Rican woman he's been married to for a long time, and the two of them hit the dance floor because Donald threw a little, he threw a pool party afterwards, like with the DJ and all these white couches. It was so Miami South Beach, and the Stone Man is unbelievable.
I heard that Star Jones was dancing wildly at the wedding. Is that true?
I have to admit she was. She was getting down.
Did anybody get in the pool?
No, I left at about 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And Donald packed it in, this is a record, at 4.
4 o'clock in the morning, so everybody...
He was the last guy to leave his own party. He did not want to go anywhere. He was insistent that everyone stay.
Star Jones got in the pool. They have another tsunami down there.
Oh, jeez.
Now, here's a list, Billy, really. Oh, and was Star Jones dancing near the pastry table? I know you won't say. These are not goof, funny names, really. Tell me if any of these people were there. They're rumored to be there. I swear to God, not a joke.
All right.
Eric Clapton.
Did not see Eric.
Hmm. Naomi Campbell.
Did not see Naomi.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Did not see Snoop.
Clint Eastwood.
Did not see Clint.
Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford.
Saw them.
Derek Jeter.
In the house.
Larry King.
Did not see Larry.
Henry Kissinger.
Probably somewhere with Larry. Didn't see him.
Lionel Richie.
Lionel was not there.
Sly Stallone.
Might have been, but I didn't see him.
And Reverend Run. You know from Run-DMC?
Yes.
From Run-DMC.
He was there.
The rap was there. Russell Simmons and his wife, Kimora.
Very
Kimora
cool.
Lee.
What a what a crazy friggin' list.
Anybody get out of control?
There's no better site. That, you know, the Mar-a-Lago Club is as upper crust a club as there is in the world. I mean, everybody wears a pink sport coat and a tie the next day. Don King shows up the next day for brunch at 12 in a denim leisure suit.
Yeah, that's Don King.
They don't want you to, they don't let you wear jeans in there, but so Don King walks in with the whole top to bottom, he's denim.
So you did the brunch thing the next morning, too.
When you freeload off the Trump, gotta go all the way. Well, I was leaving with, you know, raw shrimp in each pocket.
Was there anything like a goodie bag you got, or did you steal anything good?
Oh, man.
Come on, because Billy, you took something. You had to take something.
Souvenir.
My wife took some things off the table.
Good for her.
Good.
Who wouldn't?
Was there anything that was supplied by Trump that you didn't have to steal?
No gift bags.
Oh, no gift bags. No,
I mean, you know, it's really, you know, beggars can't be choosers. The thing was so ornate.
And were there any celebrities that were obviously inebriated to you?
Yes.
But you won't
can
say
you
who?
Can you name one? Can you give us an initial?
We can play a coy little game if you want.
Okay.
Let's play a game. Is the person a movie star?
No.
Television star?
No.
Huh. A sports
musician.
A musician. Was it Billy Joel?
Or Tony Bennett? Yeah, it was one of those two.
Do your own sleuth.
All I know is there was plenty of people were bombed. Bombed at the reception is one thing. Bombed in the chapel.
Ooh, oh wow! Wow, very good.
Is another. One guy, one big celeb was whistling during the procession. He was so bombed.
Oh my God!
That was great. Was that a movie star? Was that a?
Is it a musical?
It was so loud, and it was not to the tune that it was like I think the original. Wedding march.
So you're down there for the weekend, and the Donald Trump wedding is Saturday night. You stayed for the thing on Sunday with your pink jacket. What about the Johnny factor? When does the Johnny factor enter into the Trump wedding, when people start finding out what happened to Johnny?
That's very, 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 very good question. An hour went by.
Thank you.
Everyone's talking about the night before, like, oh, you were so fun, that was great fun. And then, literally, the Johnny news came in to my BlackBerry first, because, you know, it's NBC and
right.
All this the stuff came in. And I, you know, I told one person, and then I told the Donald, and it just kind of spread like wildfire. And everybody was talking about it. It kind of took a little off the event, but.
It's a bulletin, Billy. You got to tell Donald Trump that Johnny died?
Well,
that's cool, man.
You were the bearer of bad news, and I heard them from promoing.
Nobody wants to tell the Don the bad news.
And they were promoing Access on the Today Show that apparently you're doing the whole half hour on Johnny tonight, right?
We are doing, our show tonight on Johnny is great, because Access Hollywood, our stage, the Access Hollywood stage, we've been in there with the new one for 3 years, was Johnny's for 20 of his 30-year run. And this is Johnny's home. His face is still on the big elephant doors that opened the stage.
Hey, did Donald Trump ever meet Johnny Carson?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, well, last question. Was Liza Minnelli there?
No.
No Liza.
No Liza?
I feel like I need to come up with one more giant name to say was there.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I've already asked. Why don't you just tell us who's the person that you thought was the funniest, which could be code for the drunkest or
Chris Matthews is a great curmudgeon. I mean, he is just...
All right, very good.
He's a great guy. He's really funny. And his wife, Kathleen, from JLA in town is very pretty.
Yes.
All right, very good.
I imagine what she has to go through. You know what I'm saying, Billy?
What?
You know what I'm saying? Imagine what it's like being Mrs. Chris Matthews, if you know what I mean.
Honey, I'm home.
Especially after a night where you've had a bunch of rich food.
Oh, gee.
Is that the Trump wedding?
Oh, God. Right. He's a terrific guy. What a great man.
Yes.
Curious. Right, we all are.
Well, you're the luckiest man in the world, Billy Bush. You really are.
Billy, thank you for the update. Have a great show tonight. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Here's Billy Bush.
You know, he does give us everything we ask for. All those little nuggets. And I don't know. What do you think, Tony Bennett or Billy Joel?
Oh, Billy Joel.
Yeah, I think Billy Joel.
I think Billy Joel. Because Tony Bennett has herpes.
Which, of course, as everyone knows, blocks all alcohol from getting into your bloodstream.
It's such a hassle. They ran that commercial a lot during football as well.
Yeah.
There was a Cialis one yesterday that really just emasculates all men.
Oh, yeah, the Cialis, for whatever reason, it's the woman just being there. I'm in control.
It's like a 45-year-old, good-looking woman in a bathtub, and she looks at the guy like, hey, how you doing there, pasta man? You know?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing there, beef ravioli? Think you can help me out over here? And then the guy remembers, oh,
yeah,
I took my ED pill,
yeah,
so I'm good for 36 hours.
Well, it's either that kind or, you know, bring me in from the pen. You know, bring me in from out back, from the backyard. I'm ready.
I'm waiting for one of these commercials where the man goes over to the bathtub,
right,
just holds the woman's head up in water. Yeah, you know, she's, hey, Droopy, you feeling like some fun? Okay, phone scan time. I take phone calls, 877-365-3636. That's the phone number. A random rotating phone scan. Your live on-screen calls. And we've not even gone to the grave yet to talk to Johnny Carson, dead from heaven.
Yes.
We will do that, but a phone scan is next. We'll call right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The trip in, wasn't it? Just it was so hot today. I saw Robin dip nest pee. It was so hot today. I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles.
I need like a whole break to tell you about it, and with the new standards that we're being held to, I don't know how much of the dream I can tell you
about.
Let me
just ask you this. On a disturbance scale of 1 to 10, where does...
Wow. 10.
I'm here.
Yeah. Also tomorrow, the return of Match Game 2005.
I love that game.
And we're going to be playing with two of our favorite DJs from the Junkies, Johnny Cakes Allville.
All right.
And from Ron and Fez, Aunt Fez will be playing with us.
Yay. Fez Marie Watley will be here.
And also tomorrow, more? That's interesting too, Gallagher.
Yeah.
Because remember, Gallagher is pissed. Rolling Stone magazine came out with a list of the 100 greatest comedians of all time, and Gallagher was, what was he, number 100?
100 or 99, I think.
Well, we'll have to talk to Gallagher, because he had some interesting things to say about Johnny, too, so maybe we can touch base with him on that.
Not a big fan of Leno, Letterman, Giant Montel.
Seems that all these talk show hosts have dissed Gallagher.
So Gallagher will be on tomorrow as well, and for everything that's relevant to our show, please be going to www.donandmikewebsite.com.
You know, with this winter weather, Don, I just have to say something.
Hey, go ahead.
You know, really, when you go to our store and you check out that fabulous, beautiful black leather jacket, leather and wool jacket with the yellow logo on it, it really, not only, listen.
Julia Roberts?
Not only.
Pretty Woman?
Not only will you get something that will keep you warm,
yeah,
but also the visibility with that yellow logo on the back of it. You'll never be hit by a car.
You know, leather is like nature's insulation.
Not being hit by a car claim, not necessarily substantiated by people that might be hit by a car.
Go to our website. It's a good website. All about the show with daily downloads and the pictures and the audio highlights. And like today, if you go right up on the front page, it says we got canceled in Austin.
Oh, really?
So you know what's... Here's
already
the deal in Austin.
What's the deal with Austin?
Here's the deal in Austin, Texas. This is one of those stations that they flipped.
Yeah.
When Howard Stern was threatening to leave before he got his
right,
before he decided he did leave.
Right.
So they changed about five stations over to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that he's, you know, leaving the satellite radio,
right,
these stations are all saying, hey, we don't know what we're doing. So the station that we were on was a hip-hop station before.
Okay.
And now it's gone back to being a hip-hop station.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So,
well, you know, Austin seems to be somewhat of a troublesome market anyway.
Screw them with the horse they rode to town on.
Wow.
But if you're a listener of the show, you know, I think what we put, I don't know what's on the website, it says something like, we'll be back, you know, when the Red Sox win another World Series.
Next year.
I think that's what it says.
We'll be back next year.
Oh, that's great. Hello, this is the phone scan. Oh, and I know what I wanted to mention. Buzz Burbank, who never gets this prize, gets the Johnny is Dead prize. You know, we have a weird game that we play between all of us on the show.
Mm-hmm. It's morbid, but we follow celebrities very closely.
Yes. When there is a celebrity death, the phone tree starts, mm-hmm. and I like to think I'm good at it.
You got me. You made it to mine. I like it when you said that you're in the tree.
Yeah.
Rob is better at it than me.
Right.
Buzz is never in this game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday afternoon, I'm waiting for the Philly game to start.
I figured.
Phone rings. Mm-hmm. Hi. I think, what's Buzz doing calling on a football Sunday?
Right.
He says to me, Johnny Carson is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, not as a joke.
There was a pause, and then you said...
I said, I did not know that. And I didn't... I didn't,
did not know that.
He said it just like that.
Right, right. I did not know that.
It was kind of a slow... Maybe it was because the middle of the weekend, it kind of ramped up. But then, once they all got their hands on it, was it a well-kept secret, relatively well-kept secret,
that
he was as infirmed as he was, and apparently his close friends knew how sick he was. But that... I read where that Peter LaSalle story about Letterman taking jokes from Johnny.
We had that last week on this show that he was Letterman was reading jokes that Johnny was sending in.
And I read now where that was kind of a smokescreen, that they were using that so they would keep the press off the fact that Johnny was very, very ill.
Did you hear Letterman reference that on Friday's show?
Yes, and when he was doing Stump the Man.
Yeah, it was weird. It was almost weird in retrospect.
So congratulations, Buzz, for entering the morbid world of celebrity death, and that's a big victory for you, Buzz.
Well, thank you. You know, I got a call from my friend John. We had on the show recently. He visited Leno. He works at NBC Burbank, and he called me as soon as he got the news. And I called you. I figured you had the television on with the, well, you know, getting ready for the game.
Yeah.
And that you probably knew it already. But I felt sad. I needed to talk to somebody who would understand. And you instantly made me laugh, which was great. And I was grateful for that.
That's huge. I mean, if you really want to play the game, you can't beat Carson unless you have, like, a head
of state. Do you think that Letterman goes to St. Bart's on his vacation if he's in the loop enough to know that this might be going down?
No. No, I think this is a regular vacation time.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you can't be on vigil waiting till Johnny Carson dies.
Guy like Letterman could, he's another one of these guys, like, saying that, you know, Johnny was his idol.
Yeah. But don't you agree that, I mean, being fans of just late night in general, I just wish it was a Letterman tribute and not a Leno tribute.
I know. Yeah. I agree.
Because the Leno tribute is just going to be so...
But you know tonight. What?
So Ann Curry-ish.
He'll do it right when he comes back.
I hope so.
Yeah. I bet he does.
You know what?
You're right.
I bet he doesn't because of all this junk you're hearing that Johnny Carson didn't want a memorial.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a chance he might not do anything. He might make one mention to it in his monologue and then move on. Right?
Maybe he'll make fun of him.
Wouldn't that be great?
I don't think
that would be great. Hello.
I withdraw the remark.
Phone scan. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, phone scan. You're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing? This is Mike. Two quick things. Well, Carl last week wanted to tell Mike that he was not the only loser in Atlantic City. I, too, lost.
Oh, well, I'm really sad that call did not make it through. Because that was very relevant.
I'm Silo.
And it would have been great to get to point number two.
But we're not doing it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, they canceled the Ron and Fez show here in Baltimore.
Yes, we're not excited about that.
And they also canceled a few others, too, but who cares? Signing off.
It's Johnny Negatori calling.
Good call.
Mike, watch the racial stuff.
Mike, can you just tell me the station I might be able to get him on?
Hello.
Who are you talking to, pal?
Hold on a second. What was that?
Could you tell me the station we might be able to get him on?
Is that a different guy?
That sounded like a Baltimore accent.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hey, did you guys hear about that Kathy Lee's new musical?
Yes, we've covered it.
Well, no, not this one. This one that she announced last night at the party is called...
Hold on. Let me stop you right now because you're going to attempt to tell a joke.
You know the rules. Now, you would have snuck it in.
You know the
but
rules.
Your sluggish delivery...
You're right.
Did you in?
Listen, snail man.
What?
Here's the deal.
What?
I've got your number right here on caller ID.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
If you think the joke is really funny, go ahead and lay it on us, and if we laugh, you know, no harm, no foul.
Let me ask you one question.
Is this
something you came up with on your own or that you heard from somebody else?
No, I came up with it.
Oh, I wouldn't go with it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't even play it.
Let me ask you a question. Where are you calling from?
You know. You know, he's calling from Sacramento. 916.
Is he? No kidding.
So
I say go with it.
The deal is, if you tell the joke and we laugh, fantastic. If we don't laugh, we give out your phone number.
Man, I can't do that.
See, yeah. And now this is where all of you junior Jerry Seinfelds should learn.
Learn.
We are trying to feed our families with this show. Don't call up with a joke. See, when there was nothing on the line for the guy, when it's not his ass on the line,
right. What does he care?
His bad joke was okay. Right. But all of a sudden, if his phone number's on the line, then the material's not so great.
What you should be doing is watching your TiVo of America's Most Wanted and then drive around Modesto for a few hours. You might get lucky.
By then.
All right.
Swear to God, I've watched America's Most Wanted twice in the last month.
All Modesto?
Both times.
Of course.
He might be hiding in Modesto.
You think?
Remember, it's a very smart city.
Hello, Don. Oh, that's right. It was one of the dumbest.
In the low 80s.
Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
They'll never find him.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
You flippin' denied me. I was trying to put snowballs down my pants this like a 300 bucks.
That's a good Napoleon Dynamite.
That's
great. And I have not mastered the Napoleon Dynamite because, well, frankly, I would have if I'd been able to hold on to the DVD.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, did Beth, you finally returned it?
After 15 or 20 emails, yes, I did.
Beth Ann was very concerned about that. She rented that, and even though there's no more late fees at Blockbuster.
Right, yeah.
Right. No more late fees at Blockbuster. Keep believing that.
That was pretty good, though, from what I remember about the movie.
Hello, Don and Mike. How long did you have that pass when it was due?
3 days, I think.
Hello?
Maybe 2-3 days, I'm not sure.
Hello? Oh, come on, I got the button pressed down.
On a mic.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering if there's going to be any tattoos being wagered over the Super Bowl in a couple Sundays.
Please, like we care enough about either team?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if you can get Dubsy in to do something. I think that'd be awesome.
Dubs is suicidal, dude. I mean, Dubs, I'm not kidding.
No, but I tell you, if we can get
Dubs just had his show canceled.
Yeah. If we can get him to commit to what team he's picking in the Super Bowl, I'd like to hear that before I put my wager down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Just wondering if anyone saw Simpsons last night.
The rerun?
Yeah.
Saw it the first time, yeah.
Thank you, Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got a helpful hint for Mike with his Napoleon Dynamite impression.
Okay, I'll take a hint on the Napoleon Dynamite.
You're going, God. What's going on? You need to push more arrow through your voice at the same time.
I think that's what the last guy did. So now that's great, and I think I've actually gotten a technique for an impression that I will never use.
Are you round table at the camp?
No, that is a dictatorship. No. Good tip.
Don and Mike show.
How's it going?
Okay.
Online gaming is kind of the same mentality as like riding a racist and obscene things on bathroom walls. You could get away with anything, so you do it.
Again, you're talking about my experience on Xbox Live.
This is probably the guy.
I've been playing online games for years, and I've heard the most criminal, racist, hateful things over the online gaming chat rooms.
Okay, listen, I wasn't even...
He's absolutely right.
But I wasn't even in a chat room. I was just online.
No, he said it's the same thing, though.
With Xbox Live.
Only you got your little headset so they can say horrible things to you.
Let me just tell you, I can recap this in 10 seconds. I'm playing Xbox Live. I got the headset on. We're just to the screen where I pick the team, and the guy on the other end says, don't disrespect me. I am a serial killer. I swear to God, I'll find you on Yahoo. I will kill your family. And of course, I just said, quit game. And then somebody called me and hit me to the fact that because I did that, it like goes on my permanent EA Sports record I'm a big loser in that game.
He's just trying to win.
You probably shouldn't have disrespected him.
God. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
I forgot what that guy said about the impression. I thought you did it fine the other way.
No, I know. I'd have to hear him again.
What did the guy say?
When I watched
it... Don't talk through your nose?
There are two ways you can go. It's either somebody who's like part of pop culture, you hear him all the time, you know him in your head, and then there's something like Napoleon Dynamite, a movie that was seen by a very small group of people.
Do you know that Napoleon Dynamite, in the year, this year's the top 100 movies?
Yeah.
Was something like movie number 28 that it made $44 million.
So and a lot of people see it, but it's not part of the consciousness, and so I really would have to go back thinking. I wasn't thinking that until I just started doing it one day on the show. So just back off.
Not a movie as big or as popular as I, Robot, which I'm about to rent on pay-per-view, I think.
Pay-per-view.
I'm getting close to doing that.
Yeah, a message for DirecTV pay-per-view. Right. Yeah, end the suck fest.
Hey, listen, okay. I don't think it's DirecTV. I think if you go to Blockbuster,
yeah,
here's the problem.
It's the same thing,
it's
right?
A special. It's a bad
thing. Same movies. They're terrible movies.
There's no good movies out right now to rent either on pay-per-view or at Blockbuster.
You should have joined me at the theaters this weekend to see. Are we there yet?
Yeah, but
that's a fine
That's
film.
The number one film in America,
Rob. I'll be there.
Thinking. It's
I enjoy the iced coffee.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo. F Rob.
Ice Cube.
What's that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Was I just effed?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Only in my mind.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Okay, hello.
Hey, Don, did you notice in the football game yesterday, the Pittsburgh-New England game, after Cowher, I think it was the first of his 18 challenges yesterday, Sims was talking about how David Gibbons' knee had hit the ground before he fumbled.
Yes, I remember
that. It was
going
on for about 10, 15 seconds, and then he says nothing. Nance says nothing, and then he goes, well, Jim, what do you think? And Nance is like, yeah, it hit his knee. Great analysis, Jim. Absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome job.
Wow.
No, you're right. Phil Sims, at one point yesterday during the game, is trying very hard to get Jim Nance to make a fist just to say, do you think it's a catch? Don't you think it's a catch? And Nance is so goddamn politically correct.
Oh, absolutely. Don't you think, though, when you're, Phil Sims and Jim Nance is a broadcast team, they're both up there making diamonds. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're two of the most... I mean, Phil Sims, wouldn't you agree, as color commentator, one of the tightest, rap-tight guys that we've ever had on the show? And Jim Nance, we all know about Jim Nance, everybody.
Hey, friends.
He got the Carson tribute in, though.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I know he did.
Lost the legend.
A great one today.
Yes, Johnny.
Meanwhile, how about JB with all those drunk Philadelphia morons outside that stadium?
And now I know why Terry Bradshaw wasn't smiling. Terry Bradshaw hates to be out there. You can just tell he can't stand being
They've all got to hate doing those remote broadcasts. They got to go to a cold city. They got to sit outside.
You got people spitting beer on them.
All those idiots. Dallas sucks. I'm watching this thing. Why are they saying Dallas sucks? Well, it's because Jimmy Johnson is sitting up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Idiot Eagle fans. God, I hope the Patriots win 1,000,000 to nothing.
It gives you something to root for, doesn't it?
So many facets of hatred at that stadium.
Absolutely.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Oh, dear.
No, now we're listening to someone at work. It
sounds like somebody's checking out people.
Hello.
Oh.
I think we're at the cafe.
Hello.
Maybe washing up?
Yeah, it must be it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, is it bath time? Hey, what are you doing?
Is it possible?
What's going on
here? Is it possible that someone just, you know how that happens sometimes when your phone just hits dial, like if it's in your pocket or something?
Let's see what's going on.
Pocket. Hello.
Hey, what are you doing?
Is that Mike?
Yes, that was Mike.
Mike, I have a recording from last week.
Hey, dude, what were you doing before you decided to say hello to us?
We heard, like, somebody going through a grocery checkout line or water or something. What was going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just washing my hands.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, and you wanted to talk to Mike?
Yes, I have. Remember last week when you said you heard him opening that can?
Yes.
I have a recording.
What can? I'm confused.
Remember you were opening your can of beverage?
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
I said I could hear the...
And I record every... I love you guys, first of all.
Thank you.
Mike, love you. But I'm a little nervous. As you can tell, I'm shaking.
Yeah, I can tell.
Okay.
I love when you laugh, Buzz. But here's that recording.
See you tonight on Xbox.
So much. Bye.
See you tonight on Xbox.
Recording the show is a felony.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
His laugh was
hello,
fetching.
For the love of God, hello.
Hello, you're on the air for the love of God.
Hi, yes. I'd just like to say two people that suck. Those afternoon a-holes at 105.7 in Baltimore. They're horrible. Oh, and by the way, I love my job, and have you seen my baseball?
Okay. Guy's trying so hard to be funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes,
this
hello.
This is the hot, fat, dumb fan of yours from Florida.
Hot, fat, dumb fan of ours from Florida. Mercifully, it ends here. What can we do for you, hot, fat listener in Florida?
Well, you know what I was wondering, and maybe I missed the show. I apologize. Sure. What happened to the super terrific Happy Friday alarm clock?
That was a one-time thing, dude.
Oh, I thought you had it a couple Fridays in a row.
Yeah, we did, but only a couple.
Oh, I miss it.
We'll bring it back as soon as you're not fat.
Okay.
Okay, how's that?
Fair enough.
Fantastic.
How's that?
Great talking to you. You have a nice weekend.
How's your winch? Is this Luciano Pavarotti?
It is.
You know, I saw it. Luciano, I always get it. What's his first name?
Luciano Pavarotti.
Okay. This dude is so fat now.
How fat is he?
I'm not doing a Carson thing.
Okay.
To get in and out of his house, they're now using a wench to bring him inside the
a
house.
A winch or a wench?
A wench is operating the winch.
Is it like some big like fishwife that's out there going, get out of the house? Or is it like a mechanical device that lifts him up?
It's a mechanical thing like they had to use
that
him. Yeah,
wow.
I seen it on TV over the weekend.
Yeah, that, like he's scary fat now? 60 steps. To get to his place, and it's too many.
Oh, yeah, so he goes up, they take him like in a little tram.
That's right. Well, it's a thing that looks like almost like a...
because he can't do the steps?
Right.
Yeah, it looks like a...
Is it like a gondola?
Yeah, like a hammock.
Wow. Okay.
It looks like a hammock, and it's got a big, gigantic metal arm on top of it, and it's like Buzz's Taiwanese love basket. And he sits his big, fat opera ass in there and gets hoisted up,
cranked
60 feet.
Oh, Luciano, you should do the stairs, man. You're taking a weight off.
Hey, listen, you are the last person on the phone scan.
So sad.
What? What is your name?
Take a winch up to the house, a big and fat.
What is your name?
Clay Rosenberg.
And where you
Clay down in Florida, such a fat boy.
Where are you from in Florida, fatty?
Tampa.
Right on. You got the WWE Royal Rumble prize pack.
Oh, Tampa, with such a nice stripper joint.
That's pay-per-view.
Well, thank you so much.
Pay-per-view on Sunday, January 30th. Call your local Comcast or Cox cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering with your digital remote.
Love of the Monza Venus.
Enjoy the WWE Royal Rumble, and thank you for listening to the show in Tampa Bay.
Great.
You guys are the best.
Look, you want the Robbie Rose, huh?
Oh, Mons Venus.
We both are having the same brain.
Yes. Hey, what about that guy from New York you used to sing about?
Oh, Johnny Constantino. He's such a good boy.
Thank you. Hold on a moment, please.
Make me
Thank
cry.
We will be back with the very dead Johnny Carson.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Today's feature film, Woody Harrelson, Woody Allen, Woody Guthrie, Woody Woodpecker, Woody Herman, Herman Munster, and Dumbo, the Wonder Pigeon, in Heidi Suffers an Estrogen Avalanche.
Oh, my, well.
Hey, what happened?
The Don and Mike Show.
Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's the thing with Johnny, everybody. I'm just not old enough. I mean, I remember Johnny.
Right.
When I was a kid. Now, if Letterman had croaked, I'd be here today saying, oh, you know, my life has really been affected by this.
Yeah, we just were at the tail end of Johnny, but,
you know, he was there.
Probably old enough to remember, you know, it was a big deal to kind of sneak up and watch Johnny. That was a big deal for me.
I remember Johnny on Saturday night when they used to run his sucky reruns, and they finally, the only reason Saturday Night Live got on is because Carson didn't like his reruns on.
Exactly.
Right. Anyway, if you want to hear the tributes to Johnny, Jesus Christ, turn on any TV or radio station.
Yeah, really? They've already done a lot of them. Really, Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to hear what's really going on, as always, this is the spot.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to do is push a button.
That easy.
It's this button right
That easy?
Here.
Really?
This. Yeah.
Really? Really, Don?
Yes, Mike. It's that easy. Because now... I don't know if he's in heaven or hell or purgatory or in a drawer. Here now is Johnny. Johnny.
Oh, hi-o.
Johnny?
Hello. Hi-o.
Hey, Johnny, you're dead, right?
Hello, yes, I'm dead. I'm dead, and you know, I'm actually have made the final destination. The final destination, whether I'm going to heaven or hell. Don't know yet, but certainly would like to go to the good place and not hell, because I understand it's very hot in hell.
Okay, how hot is it?
It's so hot the birds have to use pot holders to pull worms out of the ground. So hot in hell, the farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs. It's so hot the cows are giving evaporated milk. Hi-oh!
Johnny?
Yes, wild. That's some wild stuff.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Are you upset that we've not taken a reverent tone today towards
you? If I can be serious for a second, what I'd really like people to do.
Don and Mike, exclusive talking to a dead
Seriously, enough with the tributes. I don't need Ann Curry. to be mourning me on national television. I just say poo-poo to you, and keep up with the irreverent tone. I say hi-o to you, and I know that Doc and Tommy Newsom and everybody else, Ed Shaughnessy, they'd all be very happy. Hi-o, what you're doing, I'll tell you, but not happy, but keep up the irreverent humor. It's a good thing. It's wild stuff.
What's it like dying, Johnny?
Yeah. Oh, the smoking did me in. Even after I quit, my lungs look like two bags of black licorice. I decided it was easier to die than to sit through another Oscar telecast. Thanks to hear that tool, Billy Crystal. Yes, sirree. Being dead sucks, though. It's worse than the vacuum Stan Kam used to bring in.
If you had any idea, and you don't because you're dead, but how many?
Incidentally, let me just clarify a point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Johnny.
I actually can see everything going on, and I'm watching everybody do the tributes and get Rickles off the air. All right? Tell him to go home. He's old and he's fat.
How many times are they going to replay that thing with the tomahawk going in the guy's crotch?
It's wild stuff, isn't it? And actually, that was Ed Ames. Ed Ames, and not really a funny segment. I mean, it was after the fact, but it became actually a legend in my own mind. That's the way it worked.
What about Ed? Let's get once and for all your relationship with Ed.
Before I say anything about Ed,
doing like exclusive interviews with everybody.
Being dead has its advantages. Last night I banged the potato chip lady. Oh. But it's a good thing that I'm in the ground now, or wherever I'm going to be scattered, because I think I've made Ed relevant again. Yes. You are correct, Banana Bread.
Now, are you in a drawer right now, or are you in a box?
I'm a private person, so I'm not going to reveal any of the secrets. You're going to have to scurry around and try to rattle out whatever you can about that. But I'll tell you, there's one advantage to being dead.
What's that, Johnny?
It's the first time in 36 years I'm not paying alimony.
Hi-o.
Now listen, can you all say it with me when I say it, please? Yes. Hi-o, even though I'm good, I need to hear the hi-o.
Okay. Hi-o.
Very good, thanks so much.
You're in a drawer, aren't you?
I'm in a drawer. Can you believe I am so happy? Can you send my warm regards to Tommy Newsom, Snooky Young, Ed Shaughnessy, and of course, Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra. I'm working on my impression of a teaspoon for 36 hours. I've been lying motionless in a drawer.
Hey, listen.
I still may do some TV in the future. I'm up for a guest shot on CSI. For sweeps.
Too fast.
For sweeps, I'll play the murder victim. Thank you. Hi-o.
Hey, what about Leno doing this tribute tonight?
Jay Leno, Lantern Jaw Leno. I would have preferred Letterman.
Yeah. Right.
Jay's made sucking up an art form. That's his one appreciable skill. I say, please don't give it to Ann Curry. Don't give it to Jay Leno and get Rickles off the Larry King show.
Too late. Ann Curry is like the lead person for this for NBC.
Well, tell her to lighten up. I'm going to call her with one of the lines that I have from today. I'm looking into a feature film project like a modern-day Weekend at Bernie's. We'll call it 3-Day Weekend at Carson's. Hi-o. Ann Curry. What is she, Korean? Anyway, I got a very touching call on my deathbed from Ed.
Oh, yeah, what did Ed say?
He asked me if he could have his liver. My liver. Yes, let's try that one again. It was worth the drive-in, wasn't it?
Okay, all right, try it again, Johnny.
I got a very touching call on my deathbed from Ed.
Really?
He asked if he could have my liver.
Hey, why don't you do that thing there, because I didn't play the laugh track.
Yeah.
Do that thing that they keep repeating where you pull the microphone down and say, attention, Kmart shoppers.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Attention, Kmart shoppers. If you don't get the jokes, go back to the parking lot. Thanks so much.
And how many times are we going to have to see birds crapping on your head?
I'm not sure, but I've decided that in my will, I'll leave Aunt Blabby to Jimmy Kimmel. Hi-o. Sure, I may be dead, but at least this frees up two seats at Wimbledon this year. Dead for 2 days, and I'm still funnier than Leno.
Hold on. What about Joan Embryo, huh?
Oh, Joan Embryo, yes, sir.
Joan Embryo, yeah.
I enjoyed experiencing her fine fur, friend. Big time fun. I'll tell you, I'd let her do some of the things the animals did to me. I just want to say, I hope that security, well, you'll say this right now.
Yeah. What, Johnny?
I hope security is tight at my funeral. I don't want Letterman to steal the corpse.
Letterman would probably want to make love to the corpse.
I guess Letterman has to go back to writing his own monologue. Yes, friends. It's the Tea Time Theater, whatever the hell it was called.
So you're dead.
Yes, I'm dead. Tell Paul Schaefer he can keep the Karnak turban.
Can you tell us, have you met any other dead people?
No, I haven't had the experience yet, but I'd like to do something, if you don't mind. I'd like to do a little bit we used to call Karnak. I've got my envelopes here.
Oh, sure.
Can we do a quick tool?
A bit, sure.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We'll use some music here.
All right. A 2x4, a nail, and my lungs.
A 2x4, a nail, and your lungs. Give me that look like Johnny keeps saying.
The answer.
Name something that's sawed, something that's hammered, and something that's screwed.
Okay,
hold on a second. We got another one for you. Here we go.
I-O.
A mob boss, a urinal, and Johnny Carson.
Okay, a mob boss, a urinal, and Johnny Carson.
Name a gotti, a potty, and a dead body. I-O. I'd like to line my casket with my NBC rainbow curtain. Or maybe I'll simply put my ashes in my little mug. And I'll tell you, it's tough being in the grave. It's cold down here. It really is.
How cold is it, Johnny?
It's so cold in my grave, cemetery vendors are selling down-filled hot dogs. This morning, AAA had to jumpstart the mortician. I just saw a cabbie wearing a flannel turban. Instead of the finger, New Yorkers are giving each other the mitten.
God.
I just saw Billy Bush and Nancy O'Dell doing the news huddled together in a sleeping bag. And the lawyers actually had their hands in their own pockets.
Hi-o.
And I saw Ed's teeth chattering, and they were still in the glass. Well, it was so cold in my grave that I saw a squirrel throwing himself at an electric fence.
God.
Yes, I am.
Now I'm remembering why. Towards the end, I was screaming, this guy shouldn't be on TV.
Oh, yes. That's a good thing. Another good thing about being dead.
What's
that,
Johnny?
I'm just going to say, enough with the accolades. I've had a great run. It's been a great time.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed my stay. And everybody has to go sometimes. And the good thing about being dead is catching up with old friends.
Yeah.
Last night, I took a coffee enema with Michael Landon. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Good night, everybody. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much.
So is that it for you, Johnny?
Yeah, did I get them all in, Rob? Yes, sir. Hi-o.
I think we got them all.
Thanks so much. I'd like to thank Tommy Lasorda, Doc Severinsen, Ed McMahon, and, of course, my good friend Freddie DeCordova, who's up here with me, shining my shoes right now. Hi-o.
Hi-o, Johnny.
Hi-o. Tell all my wives the gravy stain drops here. Peace out.
There's a little boy.
Great, Johnny.
Wow. Johnny, are you still there, Johnny?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'll stick around. I always enjoyed your news, man.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Is that hair? Or did somebody drop a Brillo pad on the beltway?
Johnny Carson, dead.
Oh, man.
Yes. At 79.
Oh, he was either do the news or teach history. He could have taught both because he was there at the Civil War. History. His shirts are so tight.
How tight are they?
I don't know.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks so much.
All right, Johnny.
It's wild stuff.
Yeah.
And watch my tribute on Access Hollywood.
Way to bring good news to his people.
It's me.
He made it up.
Buzz.
Yes, keep it down.
What's your lead story? Today.
Look at me, I'm floating. This is fun stuff.
The price on the head of Osama bin Laden just went up. Boy, this is great. I've got a bird's eye view of the mighty Carson Art Players.
Everybody stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Dead Johnny Carson,
that was very professional. Those stockings or nylons, Ed, look, my Corvette. I'm floating.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz Girdley brought to us tonight by Smoke Break. Smokers,
this is good smoke.
Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Just think, it might help Johnny. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. And here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. While the U.S. has been busy these past couple of years spreading freedom and democracy, Osama bin Laden continues to live and live free in the mountains between Afghanistan and Pakistan. 3 years and 5 months after the attack.
Do you have his location? Do you have his address?
I don't have his exact address, but we know the general area.
Would you like to send him something?
1313 Mockingbird Lane.
It
seems you have the area down, and you're just a radio guy.
Yeah,
This is where he got us. What happened is we asked for his address, and he gave us a P.O. box.
Do we really know that he lives in the mountains between Afghanistan and Pakistan?
Yes. The U.S. intelligence and U.S. military
knows.
Well,
then how come we don't get him?
Well, you call that living?
That was my point, Mike. If Buzz knows...
Why doesn't Buzz go get him?
The part of the country, remote as it may be, where he is, then why don't we have him?
It's cold there. 3 years and 5 months after the attacks.
I forgot you don't like the cold.
Not at all.
How cold is it?
No, I'm sorry. 3 years and 5 months after the attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, the U.S.
DJ.
Still hasn't captured the man responsible. So now, we're upping the ante. The $25 million reward being offered by the U.S. State Department is going up to $50 million. The U.S. decided to double down in a new PR campaign.
How much for Osama bin Laden? Pour it in my hand.
Oh, come on, man.
Help a brother.
This time, unlike just after 9/11, the offer will be made to people who may actually know something. Officials admit they didn't really try all that hard to get the word out to Osama's neighbors after the attacks on the U.S.
Which called Donald Trump.
And they admit that...
He knows everybody.
He got the money.
Even if their message gets through, the snitch faces the challenge of getting word out of his village to the U.S. and all without getting killed.
Message is spelled the same as massage, and resume is spelled the same as a resume. Thank you.
Well, you're right about the second one, but message and massage
is M-E-S-S-A-A-G-E as opposed to A-M-A-S-S.
Well, never mind the first part.
Right.
But you know how you know to spell dessert?
Oh.
There's two S's in there.
That's right.
As opposed to desert, which has one, because you always want seconds with your dessert. That's how you know there's two S's.
Is that how you do? Is that the rule?
Yep.
That's a mnemonic device.
I always just for both of them use three.
And I was in the office today going, why is somebody sending me a note that says resume? I've never stopped.
No. Exactly.
This is a resume.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So,
deep thoughts.
Hi-oh. Well, you know, really, on the outside, I'm laughing. On the inside,
you're fine.
I'm going to be going right to church tonight.
I understand you are.
Right. Church of Karnak.
You're verklempt.
So, how do you feel knowing that the Social Security money you get or don't get might be based on your race or gender?
Great! I'm for that.
This is one of the ideas being floated by Republican Congressman Bill Thomas, and being head of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, he has some say in this.
The first message is... Hey, Rob, Robert the Mailman.
Who he? Even in the depths of their depression, Democrats are promising to fight this plan and others like it. Fight it hard.
Who he?
Quoting one Democratic leader, Bush's party is full of ill-conceived, dangerous ideas about Social Security, but no idea seems more dangerous or unfair than linking benefits to race and gender.
Who he?
Congressman Thomas says it's just an idea. But then he's the guy who used Capitol Police to remove Democratic committee members from a room last summer.
Transmitiendo desde la ciudad capital de América.
See, they might get different amounts than, say, Robert the Angry Mailman.
Uno FM.
Later, Congressman Thomas tearfully said he regretted his poor judgment, and when a guy's planning your future, that's just the kind of confidence builder you need.
Absolutely.
But I could just be spitting in the wind. It turns out Americans do like their news slanted to the right. During inauguration week, the ratings for CNN were down by nearly two-thirds compared to the same week last year. MSNBC was down by more than two-thirds compared to its own performance a year ago. So where was everybody during the inauguration?
Where were we, Buzz?
Oddly enough, the Fox News Channel. The Red Channel's ratings were up by more than half, up by 57% compared to a year ago that week. The choir always knows where to find the preacher.
I love David Assman. On Fox News,
man.
David Assman.
And there will apparently be plenty of wind for us to spit into. Scientists now say that in terms of the things we do that are changing our climate, we're just 10 years away from the point of no return.
Good, max out your credit cards.
This is the first time they've pinpointed a spot on the timeline. You'll probably still be alive in 10 years, your kids even more probably, to see major permanent changes in the world's weather. Bad changes involving crop failure and water shortages, coastal flooding and widespread disease, and the death of forest land.
When is this?
10 to 20 years.
Oh, who cares?
International scientists are gathered in England. Quoting one of them, there is an ecological time bomb ticking away. 10 years, they say, maybe 20, unless we get very serious.
Listen,
very quickly.
It's going to happen in the next 7 days, I'm concerned. Otherwise,
right.
Who cares?
10 years is like, it's like 10 years from now.
Forget it. Saturday morning, Johnny Carson woke up and thought he had 10 more years, okay?
Right.
So what the hell?
It's a decade.
Yeah.
They're D-E-C-A-D-E.
Decade.
But they are always serious in San Francisco, to the point that it's hard for the rest of us to keep a straight face sometimes. God bless them, they want to help with this environment thing.
Was that a joke when you said straight face, San Francisco?
No, actually, but you could take it that way.
That's pretty good now that you mention that.
God bless them, San Francisco, they want to help with this environment
thing. Come on, Rob wasn't bad.
So the city council's being asked to consider a law requiring stores to charge for grocery bags. Maybe people wouldn't be so wasteful with them if they had to use them more judiciously. It costs the city money to recycle them and to pick them up as litter on the streets. About 7 cents a bag.
You know what probably really would save money, really, is if you didn't have retarded people or... And I'm like,
you're right.
Are you talking about like putting three things in a bag?
If you didn't have borderline retarded people working in the checkout lanes...
Oh, I thought you meant on city councils.
Well, no, that too, Buzz. But how many times you go on it, and they don't even ask anymore, paper or plastic. You just get the plastic.
Right.
And
they put like two cans in a bag.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the other bag, the idiot's got 8,000 things.
Right, exactly. It's not good.
And your bottle of Windex and your deodorant are alone in a bag. Uh-huh. Meanwhile,
all the tomatoes, why is that? Because they swap smells. They don't want your groceries to pick up the smell of, like, Windex or deodorant.
I keep forgetting you used to work at Safeway.
I was an
excellent
bagger.
But nobody has ever even given the slightest thought to adopting an idea I had at least 20 years ago.
What's that?
Handles on cans.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Nothing short of brilliant.
Two decades ago you said that, Mike.
Two decades.
But here's the San Francisco part of the plan that makes us smile. Backers of the proposal say the new law would also include a charge for recyclable paper bags so as not to... discriminate.
That's interesting, too.
That is so San Francisco. Somebody has slipped me what appears to be good news.
A Mickey?
Free phone service in our homes. Google, the internet search engine company, is quietly buying up what's known as, sorry, Rob, dark fiber. It's fiber optic cable that's already been installed around the world but isn't being used.
Well, what is it again?
Dark fiber.
The first message is, hey, Rob, Robert Mailman.
Google is also advertising for someone to negotiate contracts for this fiber. And with its worldwide search engine already in place, all you need is a computer, a modem, and a pair of headsets. The service is likely to be free because the cost to Google is practically non-existent.
I've seen the ads during football for whatever the .com is where you get your phone through the internet. It's
right.
Like one thing for $24 a month. Then I see the other ad for whatever the cell phone is saying, it's free from Sprint phone to Sprint phone, but then they say... And you got to sign up for a $9.99 if it's like family to family. So
right. It's
not really free if you have a...
And there's so much out there, it makes your head spin.
I'm thinking if
I've noticed that for decades.
If I have a Sprint phone, that doesn't mean I can just... Anybody else I call with a Sprint phone, it's not free, right? They've got to be in my plan and my family
plan.
Area.
Sprint to Sprint is still free if you have it in your plan.
See, then I don't know what my plan is.
You have to check.
I'm the man with a plan.
You haven't looked at your plan?
No.
I looked at my plan just the other day. You know what it is?
What?
World domination. Total domination of the world. That is my plan.
You should do what I do.
What?
Write letters.
Right.
Yeah. With a big quill pen.
Right.
On fine stationery.
Well,
off to the stationers.
With Google talking about offering free phone service, this could be good news for Michael Jackson, who reportedly also enjoys the phone sex.
Oh.
Hey!
A British businessman who was a friend of Michael's when they were both 20 years younger says he's been on the other end of that conversation.
Oh.
This you should not do.
What?
You should not say he's an animal.
Jackal.
You should not say he's jackal.
Jackal.
I'm not a jackal.
Jackal.
40-year-old Terry George will testify in Jackson's child molestation trial about those chats and about what Michael told him. About what Michael told him he was doing.
Hello.
During those chats.
Hello.
I'm wearing short pants right now.
Hello.
Quoting Mr. George, I believe the latest allegations because of what happened to me.
Hello.
When you hang up, don't call me Jacko.
Hello.
Jacko.
Pack your bags, boys. We're going to Vegas. I'll tell you why when we come back from the break.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Brown do for you.
They've been banned in Sin City. They muttered something about how that sucks, but the guy's wearing judge's robes. The words constitutionally vague came to mind.
Robes.
A Nevada judge has thrown out the law banning lap dances in Las Vegas. The law limited touching between strippers and their patrons. It also banned sitting on a customer's lap for a stripper.
Yeah.
But in their zeal, the city council also outlawed strippers touching each other.
But it's decided. We take off for Nevada at once.
Yes. I believe fondle and caress were the actual words used in the law.
But it's decided. Well, we take off for Nevada at once.
Yes. Well, that's where the judge says the law went too far. Quoting the judge, that's constitutionally vague.
But it's decided. We take off for Nevada at once.
It is January 24th. The holiday season is all but forgotten. Many of the toys are broken. The bills are coming due. It's the dead of winter. New Year's resolutions are broken. Reality is once again set in.
Yes.
These are among the seven variables a British psychologist has used to determine that today, January 24th, is the most depressing day of the year.
Yeah.
The good news is it's all on the upswing from here.
All right.
The psychologist specializes in sad or seasonal affective disorder. Well, for you, the saddest day of the year is the
day after the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. You said you're already getting bummed out about it, even though the Super Bowl hasn't happened yet.
I am. You know, I was really getting mad.
You have one football game left of any meaning.
I was really getting mad. In the third quarter, Pittsburgh came back.
Yes.
And then when New England just put the pedal to the metal.
Right.
And just blew them away.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat there and went, oh, God. Now this game is over. And I already know the Patriots are going to kill the Eagles.
And that was really on the heels of the Atlanta-Philly game, which really was no game at all.
Like an idiot, I thought Atlanta had a chance in that game.
No, it didn't work out that way.
Yuck.
In sports, we learned today that it was almost John Madden in that Monday Night Football sketch featuring a naked Nicolette Sheridan. The skit planned to promote Desperate Housewives.
And tell the truth, it was going to be John Madden in the towel.
Ah. In the end, it featured Eagles star Terrell Owens. The switch was made, according to an ABC executive who says he doesn't know how or why Madden was replaced by Owens.
Yeah, here's why the switch was made, because John Madden, unless you put $1,000 million in his pocket, doesn't do any promotional announcements at all.
Fair enough.
For Fox, for ABC. However, if it's like for Jokic,
right,
he's there.
Mm-hmm.
I am there.
And perfected connected. And finally, in Vancouver, police are looking for a man who robbed an adult video store, taking nothing but a collection of anatomical toys.
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Police say their search may be helped by the fact that he's going to need batteries.
Oh, Buzz.
And possibly ointment.
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank.
See that?
What? On the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, ointment. That's ointment.
Is that lubricant or ointment?
Why not some music, Robbie?
Trust me.
What show are you working at today?
Not this one.
Okay.
I'm diametrically opposed to this program.
We gotta go. Why did you hide your... He's so funny. He forgot to put the music in the machine.
And then he kept his hands over his
head. And then he was hiding it like I would so I wouldn't see.
It's all misdirection.
We gotta go, everybody. It's been nice getting retarded with you. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. We gotta go. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you. That's wild. Wild stuff. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye, trailer trash.
Oh, right, Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
Sammy.
That's funny. High point of the show.
Sammy.
Be kind. What? Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight.
Let me
leave you swinging.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
We playing this game now?